challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
It tastes good.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is our annual. Good, Doug. It's not semi-annual. It's not biannual. It is every week. We go through the charts from Talkers Magazine at this time. Folks, on the DJV program is part of our regular programming and is ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which airs all through the end of the week and over the weekend around the country. So there are a number of things the folks at Talkers Magazine do every week to figure out what's going on, listening to the stories, the stations, the hosts, and then compiling a list of what they believe to be the... Michael Harrison will be the first to tell you it's not 100% scientific, but it certainly does reflect, and I think we know that too, a lot of the things that are being discussed in detail. There certainly are lots of stories every week, so boiling it down to 10, we go through them. Sometimes I take the people list first, sometimes the stories, sometimes I start at the bottom of the list at number 10, sometimes at the top. I think for purposes of discussion this week, we ought to, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. We ought to start with the COVID situation. That's number one, the variants, the vaccines, the politics of it all. And I think looking at the politics, the blue states now and the red states, it's become that political. The blue states are far ahead of the red states when it comes to number of people getting vaccinated. So is there any... No, I mean, there's nothing that isn't political. I don't know that I give a damn whether the blue states.
And by the way, let me just say this. The red states, far more effective in number of cases and lower death rate and less shutdown rate. So
what does that mean then? How do we interpret?
Texas, their numbers are dropping once again. They've reduced, you know, they were called Neanderthals for getting rid of the mask mandate. Well, it seems that getting rid of it worked. Because guess what? That doesn't mean getting rid of a mandate.
Well, it didn't hurt. I wouldn't say it worked. It just didn't hurt.
Well, right, it hasn't affected their numbers. Their numbers keep going down. And they were insulted by the Biden administration, called Neanderthals for this decision, and they were told, they were warned that it
Well, they were told
to
that
bad.
Long before, because they did it during the Trump era. They were doing it, and people said it.
No,
that,
they didn't. This happened a month ago, or 2 months ago.
No, but I'm saying before even Biden was there, there were people who were looking askance at folks from any place that didn't wear a mask. That's the way it was.
Right, but I think that there's a difference in understanding here, and I think you'll agree with this, because I think I kind of am attuned to your politics because it makes sense. A mandate is a law. That means that it can be enforced. That means you can be punished for not following a mandate. And so when there was a mask mandate, people who were not wearing masks could be legally charged for that. Yes. Reducing the mask mandate or getting rid of it does not mean that you have to stop wearing masks. It does not mean that it's illegal to wear a mask. It means that it's your choice as a as an American citizen, as a free thinker, to decide whether or not you want to wear a mask or not, instead of having it enforced by the government. And I don't know what's wrong with that. People were appalled by the idea of getting rid of a mandate about masks, even though in Texas there are still businesses that require you to wear a mask if you go inside. And that's their prerogative to do that if they want to. So, yeah. You know, I think everybody was flipping out about this idea. They're getting rid of the mandate. No, they're getting rid of the government overreach that should have never happened a year ago, forcing us to wear certain things, do certain things, act in certain ways, stop educating our kids. Craziness how we let that happen.
It was crazy. Yep, I agree with you on that score. What about the rest of the globe, though? Countries that had vaccinated people, Britain, Israel, those countries, the folks in Britain were very slow to get off to a fast start, where Israel was very quick to get off to a fast start. And that's made, you know, Britain has an entirely different story to tell than Israel does. Israel has had very little in terms of numbers of people because they mass vaccinated. They just said to everybody, look, if you want to be here, this is the rule. And they did it. So anyway, you know, you look at that and think, where are we going with all of this? And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that Putin is out promoting his Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently it doesn't work at all.
You don't want to take Sputnik V? Come on.
I think I'll pass on that anyway. They sent a shipment to Slovakia, trying to bring, you know, trying to win over the Slovaks, trying to put the pieces of the old USSR back together again. But apparently the vaccine is so bad that more people, and over there, they don't want to take the vaccine. For lots of reasons. They don't want somebody to tell them they have to take the vaccine. And basically, they were being told by their government they better do it or else. And so a lot of people who have taken it have gotten sick, not from COVID, but from the vaccine, because it's probably full of who knows what. These, you know, the Russians, the Russians and the Russians, I guess. What else can we say about them? But some of these governments... It's back to the definition of what's a progressive government, Jennifer and Jay, and what's a traditional form of government. And that maybe goes to for parts of our country as well, right? I'm looking at the number of states where at least one shot has been given to people. And, yeah, back again, if you want to do red and blue, I'd rather do green and yellow. Or something else. I'm sick of blue and red.
Well, why do we have to have blue and red states? Why don't
because
we just say
because that's what
these
the news media wants you
great,
that you know
states
it's,
aren't. Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair to call out a state's performance. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan use nursing homes to house sick people during the summer that result in the deaths of lots of senior citizens. That is true. Doesn't matter if they're blue or red states. That's what happened. As far as vaccine rollout goes, New York has done that a little bit better than everyone else. Now they're very, I mean, there's a lot of questions about who gets it first and their priorities, but they've done okay. I mean, can we not just treat people according to what they've done and what they haven't done?
It's the color of their skin, too. Black Americans say they are more skeptical about it.
What the message that's being rammed down the throat of black people? You can't trust the government. The government wants to kill you. The government is systemically racist. That's what's being pushed down the throat of black people. And then people scratch their heads going, why aren't they trusting this government-created vaccine, huh? I wonder why. It's distrust that's built in intentionally by the perpetuation of these headlines by the news media and the creation of them by our elected officials. That's why there's a problem.
There's also a problem in travel. This week, India recorded another couple of 100,000 new infections. So the workers, the people that are in the cities are getting out of the cities, pretty much the same as what's going on here or in any place in the world where there's a huge population, lots of people close together. People are getting away from those situations and moving out into what is the, you know, basically suburbia and sometimes into rural areas as well. The real estate values in suburbia and in rural America have gone up unbelievably in the last year. So anyway, I want to spend a little time. We're at number three, the gun control situation, and to bring people up to date on the fellow that killed the eight people at the FedEx warehouse in Indianapolis. That's going to be on the minds of lots of people as we go through the weekend here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner at your service at 14 after the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's move back into our discussion focus here on the Talk Radio Review. The presence of Jennifer Horn being felt, Jay Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen, number three on the list this week. And number three and two kind of go together a little bit. Police reform is number two. Gun control is number three. So under the circumstances, as we look at this mess in Indianapolis that took place on Thursday night into Friday morning, just one more shoot 'em up? Eight people dead, including the guy that went in. Nobody seems to have put the pieces together yet, right, Jennifer?
I think the investigation, obviously, and motivation still ongoing at the time that we do this show. But it was done outside. This FedEx facility is the second largest Federal Express facility in the country. So it's really big. It's widespread.
It's a transfer point. Like FedEx uses Memphis as their midpoint, as their transfer point from one place in the country to another. Everybody goes, all the packages come into Indianapolis like they do into Memphis, and then they get redistributed to go, you know, where they're going from there, whether it's east or west or east, north and south. So there's a ton of activity in there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a lot of people are in there. And so this was like a shooting gallery. You go in, and that's the way these big, the big facilities are they're getting bigger and bigger because more and more people are using FedEx and UPS. And is this a consequence? That's the question of getting big. Everybody wants, you know, these big companies want to get bigger.
That's a consequence. It's going to cause someone to open fire on people that are working at the facility. And again, at the time that we are doing this program, it's being thought and hasn't been confirmed yet that this happened outdoors, and that even across the street there was firing. I guess somebody at a gas station was hit, and there was even a rumor that someone from the facility ran to their car to get their gun to try to neutralize the situation. So a lot of information still coming out about motive. And unfortunately, it's hard because we all want to know what happened. We want to explain it away, but we just kind of have to have patience, I guess, to see what happens next. But certainly there is a feeling of anger, chaos, and frustration right now. And I think it's reaching into every city.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, going back, I'm going to spend a minute on number two, police reform. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a move to remove police from the schools. So the school committee members and the city councilors
are under the influence, if you will, of a large group of students who paraded themselves around City Hall. There was a forum as a result of that to discuss, and the kids were all protesting having police officers in the schools. They call them school resource officers. The police chief in Framingham, who is black, said he wants the resource officers to stay. And now, because a lot of parents are making a lot of noise, it sounds like an uneducated judgment to me. I think that, unfortunately, in the times that we're in, that having these resource officers or just police on the grounds of the school is maybe better than not. I don't even like acknowledging that we need them. Should the program be reformed? Should it be dismissed? That's on the minds of a lot of people. A lot of communities, Framingham's like a lot of communities around the state of Massachusetts and around the country. So whether it happens is part of the movement to sort of, quote-unquote, fix the police. And there is a lot of that work that needs to be fixed, but is this part of it, is the question. 21 after the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a point to 23 after the hour on our regular programs on the DGV show that we get into what's happening on social media. That's one of the many places Jay shines. So we have some things that apply to what's in the story list. And number 10 is the British Royal Family. And what's going on with the funeral of Prince Philip? There's no, I see in our trending box here, Jay, the underscore of no royals wearing military uniforms. That's, I think, the Queen's edict, is it not? Because want to embarrass Harry, and so...
She don't want to embarrass the royal family, like, period. So the Queen's children, grandchildren, none of them will be wearing military uniforms at Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday, and it... She doesn't want any of the embarrassment to overshadow the funeral itself, which will be taking place at Windsor Castle. And it really started as an issue with Prince Andrew. He was the first to, he relinquished his royal role in 2019 over his
thanks
former
to his
friendship
with Jeffrey
Epstein. And then added Harry. Well, the thing is, Harry, he's a British Army veteran. He was in active service on two tours in Afghanistan. So the fact that he, you know, he wouldn't have been able to wear his military uniform to begin with, it is kind of off. But it was just one of those things that the Queen was like, no, there's going to be no speculation. Nobody is wearing it. Everybody is wearing their funeral attire. And the funeral itself will only have about 30 people in attendance due to their government COVID restrictions.
Right. Yep. All right. So that's trending for sure. Also, back to COVID, which is the number one story this week, and some variants, ideas. For example, Jennifer, trending from your hometown, the Staples Center is the big place to go for a lot of events, Lakers, Celtics, yada, yada. But they have new guidelines.
Clippers. Right? Hey, they both begin with a C.
Yeah, the Celtics. Yeah, Clippers, Lakers, and the Kings play in the Staples Center. But, yeah, the guidelines are ridiculous.
No, the point I was making was the Lakers were playing against the Celtics when this came up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. The first time that people were allowed in was Thursday.
Not that light on my loafers.
But here's I know. I'm like, that's your hometown team, dude. So here's the deal. So what 2,000 people allowed in. You cannot have cash. You cannot bring anything with you. Only stuff that fits into your pocket, and you have to eat and drink in designated eating and drinking areas.
And you have to order from your phone ahead
from your
of time.
Seat, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Using like a QR code, and then they'll
get
let you know when
your hot dog here.
Yeah,
they can't do that. No,
and they'll let you know when your order is ready to be picked up, and then you can go get it. But yeah, you'll need your photo ID.
Can you get DoorDash to bring it to your seat? Maybe
that'd be great. That would be super great. You'll have to show proof of a full vaccination, 2 weeks, showing that it's 2 weeks since your final dose, that you're fully inoculated, or a negative COVID-19 test that was taken within 72 hours of game time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Police reform number two. We've been in and out of that story as well as the gun control and the COVID, mostly the first half hour of the program today, focusing on those three things. And I've noticed that there are a lot of people responding to questions about the police. It wasn't about school, though. We're asking the question whether police ought to be taken out of traffic stops. And so what are some of the listeners saying about that?
Everyone said no. No sense in that. Keep them there. Brian Linetti said domestic violence and traffic stops are the most dangerous. More cops are killed during these than any other call, so who else is going to stop them? What one unarmed person is going to walk up to a wanted felon and say, can you please step out of your car? And Sean Watson's thoughts are that this is all about getting rid of local police officers and replacing them with military. And then this is not a proven fact. According to the CDC, around 8,000 crimes are stopped each day with a firearm by law-abiding citizens. All capital letters, fact.
Really? Okay, good for them. And then there's the situation. We were talking about the lady, the police lady has been fired and she's been charged for confusing her taser with a gun.
The accidental discharge. Yeah, nobody can really understand why this happened, how this happened. Thomas G. Wilson said the problem that he has with the story is the pistol is much heavier than a taser. There should have been an obvious difference.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so those are trending things. Check them out at DJV Show on our social media. 28 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. Our overview continues. Talk Radio Review with personnel, talk hosts from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here this week with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Certainly one of the things that people have been talking about this week is the trial of Derek Chauvin. He apparently, was it his decision not to testify or his lawyers? I'm going to guess it's lawyers, right?
Well, I'm sure he took the advice from his lawyers, but he was asked in court whether or not he wanted to take the fifth, and he said yes. He confirmed that to his lawyer and to the court. The judge asked him a second time. And, you know, a mixed reaction, I think. I think it's the safest bet to not testify because the prosecution would have probably tried to rip into whatever else. And right now it's about casting doubt on what caused the death of George Floyd, much less, you know, his even focusing on his role in it. But I talked to a friend who's a lawyer yesterday, and he said, you know, I might take the risk and put him up there and at least cast him as a human being, because we have not heard from him. He has been told by his lawyers not to speak, and he has not talked at all.
Well, does that mean that he had incriminated himself? Are they smart enough to know about him, and if, in fact, he talked, he'd get caught in his own...
That's just it. We don't know. I mean, the advice is to just shut up and don't talk to anybody when you're accused of a crime like this. And he's been doing that. But if he is a good guy and could provide some context and tell people why he made the choices that he did, would that help him? I don't know. It's not the court of public opinion. It's a court of casting a reasonable doubt, which I think...
Well, if you look at his record as a policeman... I think that there's a lot of stuff in there that would indicate he wasn't such a great guy, nor is he such a great police officer. Why he was still even in uniform, I think is a question a lot of people have.
Well, I don't.
Not,
I mean,
that's
I
not
don't
the reason to convince,
know about
to convict
that. I think he had one thing
crime.
That he, yeah, he had one thing in his past that he survived, I think, and made it through. But I don't know. I think here's what you have to ask yourself: if you've been following the trial, if you're sitting on the jury, you have to say beyond a reasonable doubt that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. And, you know, reasonable doubt is, 99%
no,
sure.
You're
99%
yeah.
sure. And it's not a civil trial. Now, if it's a civil trial, it's 51%. Are you 51% sure that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? And I think many people could say, yeah, we could go with that. But if you're being honest, can you say that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? I know what
Who
we all
knows?
Feel.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's the job of the defense. And I think that they did it. We'll see how everything closes next week. But, what is the pressure on the jury, and is that going to have an impact on how they decide this case, too?
Speaking of pressure, officials in Chicago are releasing video toward the end of the week of the fatal police shooting of that 13-year-old who had – was that a real gun Adam Toledo had, or was that a
– Yes.
It was a real gun. Where'd he get it? Anybody figure that out yet?
I don't know.
How do you have – yeah. That's the mayor called it excruciating.
He tossed it.
I don't know, but there are a lot of. I'm thinking of storylines from Chicago PD, popular Dick Wolf show, one of the three Chicago shows that's on NBC every Wednesday night, and some of it, if not most of it, is about this sort of thing that goes on in Chicago. Chicago's a tough city. It's too bad because it's one of our most beautiful, I think. Chicago's a great city, except that it's hard to live there if you're black. I mean, it's hard to live there, period, it would seem. Anyway, somebody ought to be able to get a handle on this, unless we're not living in an organized, developed country anymore, where it's like the Wild West. Everybody goes out with their guns and starts shooting things up. I wonder, was there ever any talk, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, we talk about gun control, was there ever any in the old West, was there anybody who talked about gun control?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think gun control was like, hey, how quick can you pull it out?
Hold on. We should be controlling the guns, access to guns better. Yeah. All right. What did you have to say, Jennifer?
Chicago has if not the strictest, one of the strictest gun laws in all of the country.
A lot of good.
Yet they still have a ton of violence. And, we only talk about Chicago violence when there's a police officer involved. And I think we should. But we should also be talking about the violence that happens every single weekend. 20, 30 young black people dying a weekend in Chicago. Uh-huh. And nobody wants to talk about that.
And most of them are shot by other blacks, too, by the way.
Of course. It's not. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, look, investigate this police shooting. I think don't run from a police officer. Officer, this is
it's
the problem.
A bad
it
video.
Escalates it
that.
Every time.
Yeah, the video is not wonderful. All right, moving along. Our relationship with China, Russia, and Iran is number 5 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown that you can find, by the way, at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. This latest thing from China, where the Hong Kong court sentenced opposition leaders to prison for holding an unauthorized rally. You don't think that's going to throw cold water? It's a pretty clear message. If you're an activist and you're in China, you're headed for a real cruising bruising. They don't want any of that, and they will stop at nothing to stop these things. Opposition leaders don't survive in China. And yet here we are. We're on the same stage, considered in the same level now as China. For that matter, I don't know. I don't think people confuse in terms of the hierarchy, Russia and and some of the other countries, with us in terms of being the leader, gross domestic product and, the economy and that sort of thing. But China now is making it pretty clear they're running for the top, and we've fallen right in. We've made it that way. The United States has created China completely. The Chinese government had the idea, and so they just figured out who Americans were and how they thought and went right for it. And we fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And so now we're paying the price. And the vaccine, COVID thing is the number one example of that. So under the circumstances. There are people, the Joe Biden thing, Biden made a number of announcements this week. Number four, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the impact of the stimulus with the president and his leadership. The question is, maybe this is something that we put on our social media, Jay. There are some of the Democrats who are saying that Biden is just like Franklin Roosevelt. I'm not sure that's a, I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't say that, but there are some who say, and they're asking whether he can be as transformative as Roosevelt was. Remember, Roosevelt came in during the height of the Depression, created all of those new programs, government programs responsible for Social Security. Pretty much all of the big government programs started during FDR's reign. And so is Biden the heir apparent to, there were a lot of people who thought Lyndon Johnson was, because there were a lot of federal programs started when he was president, but he was
And FDR also tried to pack the court. It was extremely unpopular, and that's what the Biden administration is trying to do now.
Right. Well, and that's what they say Trump did with the three judges he appointed.
Oh, give me
so
a break.
So here we go. What do you mean? Packing that's what
the
people say.
But that's the stupidest thing. It's a lie. That is such a lie.
No, look, Jennifer, it's understandable that people would say that.
No, it's not. When someone dies, a president puts up a candidate, and then
they put in people that are not jurists. They're more political.
Oh, that is so full of it.
Right?
Tell
no,
me
it
one
isn't.
Thing.
Look at
Let
the
me
people.
Ask you this. Okay, fine. Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay. What decision was so conservative that took away people's rights?
I don't have an answer.
Right, because there is no
that.
Answer, Doug. There is no answer. These are headlines that you're believing.
Let me finish the statement. There are a lot of people. I'm reflecting what people are saying. That's what the other side is saying. Okay, you're packing the court with all these.
Right,
these
but I'm telling you that that's a lie.
Wait a minute.
And you said no,
it's not a lie. I don't like the word lie. It's not a lie. It's a miscomprehension. And I pointed earlier this week on the DJV program to John Roberts, who everybody thought, this right-wing guy is going to ruin the court. But he's proven to be anything but.
Correct.
That.
Did they,
and there
now
are
let me
other
ask you
examples
this.
Of
did
that
the Supreme
the
court,
court?
Did the Supreme Court? No. Did the Supreme Court pick up Trump's case for the election? He begged them to. Did they do it?
No.
Doesn't sound like they're activists. Did they protect transgender rights in their latest decision?
No.
Yes, they did. Doesn't
or
sound
they?
Like they're
oh,
a bunch see? Of conservative activists.
Right.
So this lie that somehow it's a lie. I watched. I'm
like
pumped
word.
Up about this. Your senator, Markey, Jerry Nadler.
What a jerk! He's a jackass. Don't get me going on him.
Well, he's
senator
the one
Edward
that's
Malarkey.
Leading this.
I know
Markey and Nadler and the guy who thought Guam was sinking because there were too many people on it, Hank Johnson or Jones, whatever his name is.
Right.
They're all
genius.
Out there leading this fight, saying that, perpetuating this lie that Trump packed the Supreme Court. No. Here's what happens. When a justice dies or someone leaves, then the president puts up a nominee. If Congress confirms that nominee, they become a Supreme Court justice. That is what Trump did. Packing the Supreme Court is saying, I don't like the way the Supreme Court looks, so I'm going to add seats to it. So from 9 justices, we go to 13. No Democrat appointed justice on the Supreme Court likes this idea, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who in 2019 said this was a terrible idea.
No,
can you get
idea.
Any more liberal and activist than that? No, you cannot. But yet they're
all
still
right.
sending this junk out into the
got
atmosphere.
It. Jennifer's got it. She's on it. She's hot. All right.
It makes me crazy because people believe it.
44 past the hour. And I was pretty good at baiting you. I thought that would be a great way for the conversation to go.
All intentional, I know.
The border crisis is next. That's another hot button for me anyway. Don't forget, we have as an added opportunity for you to get the gist of what's going on in some conversation circles. We have our daily DJV download, which is available for everybody at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. the one that's trending at the moment, the DJV download, is a focus on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is on hold as we go into the weekend. And then we talk about toilet paper hoarding and how that's fit into this. And, of course, the conversation about the funeral of Prince Philip and lots of other things. So you get the gist of what the program is about. You can spend a few minutes and get yourself caught up on the daily or go through the whole week if you want to and have some different ideas, different opinions. Not necessarily always do we go down the straight and narrow path, as you can tell by our conversation here. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, as we continue. And as I said, what we'll do is talk about the border crisis, the situation with immigration, next here on the Countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Story list now from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, the situation in England with the royal family and the funeral of the prince. At number 9, the situation with crooked politicians, Cuomo and Gates. Are they guilty? Well, they're guilty of not having a lot of common sense, that's for sure. Media bias, number 8. Number 7, the immigration situation on our southern border. Number 6, the situation in the economy and the stimulus package. Number 5, our relationship with China, Russia, other countries like Iran. Number 4, the withdrawal that we are anticipating from Afghanistan, announced by Biden. Gun control at number 3, police reform at number 2, and as you might expect, the variants, the vaccines, the vagaries of discussing the COVID situation, number 1 this week on the story list at talkers.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the People List. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the list from number 10 to number 1, as we do every week. Sort of this formalizes many of the things that we're talking about. If you don't see the list, you can find it, by the way, at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. On the People List, Bernie Madoff, number 10, Madoff, some people say. 9 is Governor Cuomo. 8 is bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Tucker Carlson is number 7. Good God. Matt Gaetz is 6. Trump is 5. Ms. Harris is 4. Derek Chauvin and the participants in his trial, number 3. Tony Fauci, you have Fauci fatigue, that's number 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect, is number 1 on the People List. That's not unexpected. Usually the president gets the most attention, and his name is mentioned more than anybody else's. So that's the story again this week. And that's the list, the top 10 people list, courtesy of the work, the research done at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so we have at 47 after the hour the opportunity to spend a couple of more minutes on a couple of things. I wanted to mention number six, the economy and the rise of cryptocurrency. Have you seen some of the numbers this week? One of the companies.
I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I just bought this, I bought that. It freaks me out. I don't know about it. Yeah.
You got to have somebody doing it that knows what the heck they're doing. Mm-hmm. At any rate, the crypto stuff that went on NASDAQ this week, one company raised like $86 billion. It's hello, mungdy mungdy bung. All right, the immigration story and the border situation.
If only we had thought of selling people fake money. Man, we could have been rich.
Yeah, right. Why couldn't I come up with that? So the situation with immigration, what it was like when Trump was president, what it's like now, this is the biggest black eye that the administration has so far as I can see. And they still, I mean, supposedly, what's-her-face is in charge, but is that disrespectful? I call her what's-her-face, Kamala Harris. She's nowhere to be found, and nobody knows anymore about what's supposed to, you know, taking care of these people, giving them shots before other Americans get their shots. It's mayhem.
Yeah. And I think it's unfortunate because this is the one thing that the media will call the Biden administration out on. Fauci this week said, yeah, they're not adhering to any COVID procedures at the border. There is a problem. We know that the kids, especially girls, are being sexually abused in the facilities that the government is running. I mean, it's a disaster. And they're not sending someone out in front of it to get there. And so I think they need a press conference immediately. But Kamala Harris is going to Guatemala and Mexico City.
Good for her. Congratulations. Have a nice trip. All right, ladies, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. This is the overview here of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time. Normally, Victoria Keelan steps up to the plate to hit the top five from this week out of the park. But because she's not with us today, Jay Kirshner and I will go through the list. I'll start with number five. We'll go to number one. Top five stories from technology at number five, Netflix redesigning its profiles for children to make them more visually appealing and more prominently displaying popular characters from children's programs. The redesign features a row of the most watched shows right on the home screen, with characters from the shows appearing on top of the title boxes. The decision to include characters was to help children better recognize their favorite shows. That's what Netflix says. It's going to be like a child walking into their own room where they know where every Lego piece is. For a show to appear in the favorites row, it must be watched at least once. The shows that appear on the favorites row won't just be Netflix shows. They'll be from the full catalog. So there's something. I'm not a big fan of children having access to any of this stuff until they're much more mature. Jay, I don't know what you're thinking about for Mac, but keeping him away from, especially the first 4 or 5 years, any screens is the only way to keep his brain from becoming jumbled. So there is a word
totally
to the wise.
Watches TV.
Huh?
He totally watches TV. Mickey
really?
Mouse Clubhouse, Vampirina. We're big
really?
Disney Junior yeah. people.
Really? Okay. All right.
I know. We're those people. Google Assistant.
Yeah. Go ahead. Number four.
Number four, Google Assistant has a new takeout feature. The pandemic has made ordering restaurant takeout a lot more popular. Not only is it safer, but it's still supporting local businesses. So what this feature will do is you will have Google Assistant fill in contact information and payment details automatically. Now, this is for Android phones. After you visit a restaurant through Google Search, and it's only for restaurants that are, you know, coordinating with the Google Assistant app. So you use the Google app on an Android phone, and then you tag in Google Assistant once you've done your order, you've completed ordering, and then Google Assistant will do the rest.
Number three on the list of the top tech stories this week, Apple's next big reveal of new products taking place the 20th next week, an invite teasing the upcoming event with a spring-loaded tagline to it. Maybe you've seen it already. The timing of the event does favor an announcement for new iPad Pro, although the new the 11 and 12.5-inch tablets are expected to have a similar design to last year's models. The larger version will reportedly be Apple's first with a mini LED display. Other improvements rumored include a faster processor with performance in line with the M1 chip Apple used in its recent Max upgrade, better cameras, things like that. The new iPad mini with a larger 8.5 to 9-inch screen, up from 7 and 7.9 inches last time around, also reportedly coming in the first half of the year. Another contender to appear at the event is Apple's AirTags, Apple's long-rumored tile competitor, which small fobs that you can place in your luggage, on a bicycle, a car, whatever, to track your items on your iPhone. Apple's planning to revamp its iMac lineup this year as well. So that's that report. Up next, number two.
500 million LinkedIn users had their data up for sale on a hacker site. Now, this information posted for sale on the website is popular for hackers. It includes archives from user IDs, names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, professional titles, links to other social media profiles. Now, while it's not as sensitive information as credit card information or social security, people can still do enough. Now, LinkedIn has more than 675 million members, according to its website, meaning that around 3/4 of its users' information may be included in this database breach.
Do you belong to LinkedIn?
I do, but I can't say I've used it. I don't even know the last time I used it. I think I'm a brunette in my photo, if that shows how long. I've had many different hair colors since then.
All right, the number one tech story of the week is a focus on the vaccine card scam for COVID, the scam circulating online, and a lot of people are being warned not to fall into this trap. Fake vaccination cards being sold in large quantities. The FBI issued a memo this week noting that the production, sale, or purchase of these cards could mean serious trouble for anybody involved. Last week, 47 state attorneys general issued a letter to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and Shopify CEO and eBay CEO regarding the fake vaccination cards being marketed on their platforms. Even in some cases, thieves are using the images people have posted on social media. So take them down. If you have them up there, take down your vaccine card so people don't have access to the information that's on there. That's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Those are the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit Asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. A manhunt in the Texas Hill Country.
When officers arrived, they located three people who were injured and ultimately have been pronounced deceased. All three are adults. We have two Hispanic females and one black male.
Interim Austin Police Chief Joseph Chacon says the shooting does not appear to be random.
Our preliminary investigation indicates that he did know the victims and that it was certainly targeted to them. However, I would say that the danger still remains high at this point.
And the suspect still remains at large. Blood continues to run in the streets of Chicago. This time a 7-year-old girl was killed, her father seriously injured, in a shooting in a parking lot of a McDonald's in the Holman Square neighborhood. The little girl had multiple gunshot wounds. Her father was shot in the torso and listed in serious condition. No arrests have been made so far. No motive. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, expects CDC advisors to recommend a resumption of the Johnson & Johnson shots in some form, perhaps with restrictions or even a new warning.
The pause was to take a look, make sure we know all the information we can have within that time frame, and also warn some of the physicians out there who might see people, particularly women, who have this particular adverse event, that they treat them properly.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Fauci says he expects a decision by the end of the week. Elation marked the opening Monday of a long-anticipated travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand, marking the first time tentative steps toward what both countries hope will become a gradual reopening to the rest of the world. The leaders of both countries welcomed the bubble, saying it was a world-leading arrangement because it aimed to both open borders and keep the virus from spreading. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The premier of Canada's most populous province is ready to limit outdoor gatherings to those in the same household and says he'll close playgrounds and golf courses amid a record wave of coronavirus infections fueled by variants.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says those who live alone will be able to meet someone from another household outside. Police have been given the power to write tickets. Interprovincial travel will also be limited. Ford blamed a lack of vaccines, but made no mention of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's announcement that Pfizer is doubling the amount of vaccines to Canada over the next month and getting millions more in May and June.
Bernie Bennett with that report. Israeli police clashed with hundreds of Palestinian protesters outside Jerusalem's Old City Sunday, firing stun grenades and a water cannon to disperse the crowd. Similar clashes have occurred nightly since the Muslim holy month of Ramadan began Last week, the city's old Damascus gate has been put up barriers to keep away crowds by the Israeli police. Townhall.com. A murder suspect who authorities mistakenly released from a New York City jail on March 10th has been rearrested.
26-year-old Christopher Bugs was being held at the city's infamous Rikers Island jail as he awaited trial in connection with the slaying of 55-year-old Ernest Brownlee in 2018. Police finally recaptured the 5-foot-5-inch tall, 160-pound suspect in the Bronx more than a month after a clerical error resulted in his release. In February, he cursed out a Brooklyn judge who denied his bail application. Patrick Foss reporting.
Two people have been killed in a fiery crash of a driverless Tesla vehicle. Harris County, Texas officials say there was a person in the front passenger seat, another in the rear passenger seat after the wreck in the Houston suburb of Spring, but it is unclear whether the car's driver assist system was being used before the crash. Investigators will continue to look into it. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Already you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an exclusive that's connected to the DJ... Say that again, Doug. To the DJV program. I always get excited when Michael Harrison is here. And my palms get sweaty. My brow gets sweaty. It's really... It's amazing to be in the presence of greatness here as we are every week. Oh, Michael comes on the program to go through the charts. This happens to be for the week of April 12th to the 16th, the second full week of April. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and his staff are responsible for the list that you can find at talkers.com. Also can find it on our social media, DJV Show, and at djvshow.com every week. So, we have... the usual myriad of stories, Michael, and
so
the
glad.
People list to go through. You're glad?
I'm so glad that I don't have to shake your hand anymore now that I know it's cold and sweaty in my presence.
No, it's hot and sweaty.
It's
hot. Yes. Yeah, cold and sweaty.
No more handshaking. You remember the last time you shook anybody's hand?
The elbow. I shake everybody's hand all the time. I shook a guy's hand yesterday.
Did you really?
I don't stay away from that. Yeah. With sincerity, I think, in business and in greeting somebody, if they will extend a hand of friendship to you, I will extend my hand back again. You know, some people use the elbows. I don't believe at all in this whole business of spraying your hands with all that stuff to kill a bacteria because you're killing a lot of good bacteria. Your body needs beneficial bacteria, and we've become so insanely, furiously devoted to all these messages from these people who are not helping us understand how beneficial some of the bacteria are that are on our hands, on our mouth, in our gut, in order for us to stay healthy.
In our noses.
Well, that's another issue.
But that's collateral damage that we're destroying our friends in the bacteria world.
Yes, and they're
protesting. Let me tell you, they're upset. Yeah. But let's get back to business. The number
I thought that was our business. It's upsetting people.
At number 10, the British royal family. Tied with various and sundry aspects of celebrity gossip. And, you know, it's interesting, the British royal family sort of have one foot in the world of they're the head of state, and another foot is in the world of celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably the highest ranking celebrities in the world in terms of highest paid as well. Oh, gosh. Well, and I really should have been born into that family. I would have
that?
A ball. I would love to be a royal. Wouldn't you love to be a royal? I think it'd be great.
If I could be on my tractor.
This guy was for 73 years, you know, the consort to the Queen of England. Mm-hmm. And all he did is complain about it. And I mean, I know everything about him because I saw The Crown on Netflix.
Right, of course you do.
I mean, now I know everything. I know every conversation they had behind closed doors.
That Oprah asked to Meghan and Dara, have you watched The Crown?
Yeah, right. Like, and any royal that says, no, I've never seen this, they're full of it.
Right.
But could you imagine watching a television show or a movie in which you're depicted by an actor in conversations that you never had, that nobody knew about, and you're seeing yourself being depicted saying things that you never said? It's gotta be mind bending. Oh my gosh! But they're used to it. At number nine, we have crime and corruption tied with the Matt Gaetz investigation, tied with Cuomo under pressure, tied with Bernie Madoff dying, and Madoff dying in prison. You know, one more time his name is in the spotlight reminds us all that here in the golden era of scams in which we are living, is that it's true what P.T. Barnum allegedly said, and that is a sucker is born every minute. He never really said it, but what the hell? It sounds good. At number eight, we have media bias tied with lots of chatter about Trump's web platform that's being developed. And your friend, the MyPillow guy, he also is starting some kind of a platform.
My friend. May advertise his product, but that doesn't mean he's necessarily my friend.
I only thought you accepted advertising from people that not only you approved of their products, but you like them personally.
No, I accept it. Well, I do that in terms of health products. I won't advertise anything I wouldn't use myself. But as long as the rest of the check clears, I'm fine.
Yeah, the truth is, friends, Doug is very selective about things like that. We kid around, but no, it is an important point in terms of credibility. At number seven, we have the southern border crisis and the U.S. immigration policy. At number six, we have the economy and the Biden stimulus and the rise of cryptocurrency, which is really interesting. Nobody understands it, but, you know, hell, most people don't know what they're talking about anyway, the economy. So
why not? Hey, what it is.
We all walk around in a fog. Let's invest in it. At number five, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and Iran. The world is heating up, and I'm not talking about global warming. At number four, Biden announces U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's a big deal. At number three, we have gun control tied with election laws. At number two, we have race relations tied with police reform. We're dealing with an awful lot of stuff. And at number one, of course, COVID-19. Its variants, its vaccines, its stats, and its politics. Ready for the people, or you want to take a break?
No, let's have the people list, please.
Number 10, Bernie Madoff. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo. Number 8, the dynamic duo, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 7, Tucker Carlson. At number 6, Matt Gaetz. At number 5, Donald Trump. Kamala Harris at 4. At number 3, Derek Chauvin, Dante Wright, and Kim Potter. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Joe's got a few problems. Right?
I mean, the job comes with all kinds of headaches. What a lousy job.
Why does anybody want this job? It's
78 years old and facing an enormous load of work.
Yeah.
And I think he's the kind of guy that just loves it. I think he's
been in the limelight for so long that it feels natural to him. And that's okay, you know. Are you going to make good decisions? No. You're going to make some good decisions, and you're going to make some lousy decisions. It doesn't make a difference who you are in that job. It's difficult. I thought it was interesting and kind of out of place this week, though, that some people who are comparing him are trying to sell that Joe Biden is the heir apparent to FDR. People said that about LBJ, remember?
There's truth to that.
How so?
That they're very, very active, LBJ and Joe Biden so far, very, very active in creating economic and social reforms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're meaning.
I guess that is what they mean.
But that's what FDR was known for. I mean, he turned around the whole thing of limited government and government not standing in the way of what the economy does to having an active role in government, created jobs, work projects, and all that. You know, the pendulum swings up and down.
I was just thinking that word, pendulum, right.
Yeah. It's only when the pendulum goes all the way over to the extreme that we run into trouble. But I think it has,
and we've done that. We've seen that. Not so much with Bush, but Obama kind of went to one extreme, and then Trump went to the other extreme, whereas the country's in the middle. So how do these guys get elected if they're so far to one side or the other? And the answer to that is because not enough people vote in the primaries. That's my conclusion anyway.
That is true. Not enough people vote in the primaries, and not enough people know what's going on.
That's for sure. Most
of the arguments are presented either as cardboard cutout arguments, black or white, or just emotional hyperbole.
I want to tell you something. This week on my farm, I was paying the folks that work there, and there's a kid who's 18 years old, just got out of high school, who takes care of the animals very good, loves the animals very good on the farm. So I had an exception to the hours that he put in, and I put it on a note. And stuck it to the check on one of those sticky things. And he came to me an hour or two later. And he said, "I don't understand what you wrote in this note." I said, "What do you mean you don't understand?" He says, "I can't read the writing." I said, "Huh?" He says, "No, I don't know how to read cursive. I don't know what it is, and I can't make out any of these words. I don't know what this. I don't know anything." So I read him. This is an 18-year-old high school graduate who couldn't read a note that I had written to him in cursive. But my cursive is legible, and I pointed out each one of the words. He says, "Well, I never write anything. I just use my iPhone." And that's where we're going. People can't write. They can't understand what they read. They don't even know what the letters are. Mm-hmm. And you think that this education system in our country is serving the greater good? You talk about a crisis. Good God. Man, oh man. Aye.
Yeah, you're talking about a very interesting subject, and
thank you.
Boy, I wish we had a lot of time to get into that because it's.
I'll give you 60 seconds to get into it.
The case could be made that we're just moving into a new technological era and sociology changes, and there's no need for cursive. On the other hand, maybe there's a tremendous need for cursive, that we have to have other ways of communicating, and that there is cursive, and that as long as people use it, you should be able to read it and do it. It's like, do you need to memorize the multiplication tables now that you have a pocket calculator? What really defines intelligence? What really are the things that we need to know to be truly learned? It must be.
Who decides that is also a question.
Yeah. So
who makes that decision?
When I said what you said is it's kind of provocative because there's many different angles on it, and the field of education is going to be a major topic going forward. For the next 5-10 years in our country, because we definitely have problems in terms of understanding the whole principles of education.
Yeah. All right, Michael Harrison with some sage words. That's why he's here with his sage words about the stories and the people on the list from Talkers Magazine. Check it out at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and lots of fabulous information about this great format that we call News Talk Radio. One of the things Michael is happy to tell you that I'm engaged in and talking to you about things that will help you out, the safe way, the natural way to lose weight that you've been hearing me talk about for about 4 years now on the various programs that I do, Calitrin. Natural, good, it's best. It really is for you, used in conjunction sometimes with another weight loss program. It'll help keep the weight off, and that's what you want to do. Lose the weight, not so hard. It's not easy, but it's not as hard to lose the weight as it is to keep it off. And so here you go. This is a drug-free, stimulant-free way. Doesn't interfere with anything you're eating, any medications you may be taking, any other health conditions. It's a health supplement that has all kinds of side benefits. But mostly, it supports you and your enhancement of the way you want to look when you look in the mirror or go out Springtime leads to summer. We all want to look our best. Keep the weight off. Calitrin can be found by ordering at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code, and you can get these special spring deals on buying Calitrin in bulk, and you also don't have to pay for shipping. That's the DJV code at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, delving into the stories, the people, the nuance of news talk radio, the special things that go on. And I thought I might digress with you for a moment because of something I was involved in and all of my programs were involved in this past week. It was a general fundraiser for what's called Feeding America, which is an organization that has done very well at squeezing as much out of a buck as they can. You know, they can feed at Feeding America 10 people with a dollar. I wonder, they get all the food donated, but how do they even distribute it? But they have achieved miracles. And we raised somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 this week, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when you get down to brass tacks, given the fact that you can feed 10 people for a buck, you know, you multiply that out. If you raise $50,000, that's feeding 500,000 people a meal. Not a bad thing. A lot of people gave going to RadioCares.org, their website, or texting radio to 662266. So I thought I would ask you, as you are the expert when it comes to this sort of thing, talk radio is considered personality radio, and a lot of people listen to folks on the air, and if they tell them to, whether it's a commercial or something like this, people are more moved to do it. Is that a correct? That's my interpretation because I've been doing this for a long time. But do you think people really listen when things like this happen? Are the results good going across the board, whether it's this sort of a thing or Christmas time, we're trying to raise money for this, that, and the other thing? What do you think of these sorts of efforts on news talk radio stations with the hosts pushing something like this?
I think it's better than pushing something that doesn't help people. I mean, what's wrong with charities if they're legitimate? Yeah. And do they work? Yeah, they work, as evidenced by the fact that the money was raised. The proof is in the pudding. So, yeah. I think that, you cover a couple of topics there. I think that talk radio is effective in motivating audience because the people that listen to talk radio are tuned in specifically to hear the personality and to have a relationship to engage with that personality. And in some cases, the personality could be very influential over their consumption, their consuming habits, or their voting, or just their awareness. So, yeah, it is effective. It does work. And talk radio is a great place to engage in promotional and charitable efforts. Why not?
Yeah, I think it is, too. I'm very proud of the work that all of us do in that sort of thing. It's good because we have the ability to help people, so why not use it? I think I've said this, you've heard me with my mantra for the many years you've known me. My main thing in life is that we're all here to help. It's not about you. It's about other people and how you affect them, how you can help them, what you can do to make the world better, all of that stuff. It sounds rosy and very, not everybody subscribes to it. That just happens to be how I look at things. All right, now, moving into a couple of the important segments of and stories here, segments of talk, we have the discussion of gun control at number three. And the latest example as we go into the weekend is this shoot 'em up at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis. 8 people are dead because of it, including the gunman who shot himself. And so we, once again, we're scratching our head 2 or 3 times a week, it seems, thinking about whether where did he get the gun? What was his motivation? Is it all mental illness? But this, the reason I bring it up with you is because these conversations seem to go nowhere. It's an event and it's in the news, so we talk about it, but the results of our conversation don't seem to make anything better. People say, more laws. Well, they don't enforce the laws that are on the book now.
How do you stop this type of, abnormal behavior with laws?
I don't know that you can, Michael.
That's the point. That's why I say, what can we do? What can we say? How do we deal with our own numbness? Let's talk about this on the other side of the break. It's very important.
We'll do that. Yep. Plus a focus on Russia coming up in China. Next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Three thirty.
Please pay attention to the next few minutes on your radio, because I assure you it'll be worth your while. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event here in conjunction with the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, host of that program, host with Michael Harrison of this program, and other things that are of interest and topicality. The idea of what we do with some of these issues, and are we supposed to fix problems? Is that our job? No, we're just supposed to talk about them. Michael was using the term numbness a few minutes ago when it comes to, is it a cultural thing that we become numb to a lot of the things? Some people think it's purposeful, Michael, and that things are going the way they are. It's the mind control. You can hear it in my voice. Get very frustrated, because for a lot of years we've been dealing with a lot of issues. Some of them are new, but some of them are the same old, same old. And when we talk about, you know, like the war, the withdrawal from Afghanistan that was announced this week by Biden. 20 years we've been talking about that. And people will say, so what? Everybody says we're going to get out of Afghanistan. We don't. They all tell us something, and they don't do it. Gun control. They all say they're going to fix it. Nothing gets fixed. Race relations. They all say we're going to fix it. Nothing gets fixed. You know, the immigration thing. Nothing's fixed. If anything, it's worse. So, time passes. Madoff dies. And what else has happened?
The fact is that maybe we're making progress, or maybe it goes in slow motion, you know. But when I was talking about numbness, I mean, when you hear every day or every other day mass shootings, and each one is a weird situation, a weird character. Yeah. It's either politically motivated by a fanatic or a radical or a mentally disturbed person, or we never know the reasons. And that's not talking about criminal behavior and gang warfare and you know, people robbing people at gunpoint, you know, but these mass murders. How do you possibly stop that from happening when it happens without just keeping everybody under total surveillance all the time? I mean, you know.
Well, we're getting that way, though. There's cameras everywhere.
Well, and sometimes it works out to the benefit to have cameras everywhere. Look at how quickly they got the Boston Marathon bombers, because there were cameras everywhere. And look how quickly they got them, because almost everybody in Boston said, okay, we're going to shut down the city. I know it's against our civil liberties, but let's get
this bum.
Yeah, let's get this guy. Remember that? I mean, that was such an interesting... Boston put on such a display of all of these conflicting concerns in terms of civil liberties versus operating together as a society to fight a common foe. Or to apprehend a criminal. But
we're our own worst enemy, aren't we?
Of course. Mm-hmm. As long as we have crime, as long as we have insanity and murder and all of this injustice and all of this unpredictability, we have to give up freedom. Totalitarian states and dictatorships thrive in societies where the people don't trust each other. Yeah. When people trust each other, they then want freedom, because they not only want it for themselves, they want it for their fellow citizens, because they trust them. But if you don't trust anybody, then you want strong policing, then you want to have security alarms, you want to have security cameras, it comes down to people trusting each other, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure does. Yep, I had an occurrence in business this week where I was promised, well, I guess it would depend on your definition of promised. I was supposed to have something come out in a way that would be okay for everybody, and it didn't turn out that way. At least it hasn't yet. And then you think about, okay, well, I trusted this person. I come from the farm. We shake hands. We don't write things down. We say, okay, this is the deal, and we agree to it and shake hands, and that's it. And that's always been the way it is. And that's how I've run my production company for the most part. But lately, I don't do anything without an agreement, because people don't stick to what they say they were going to do. And they say, oh, well, I forgot, or, gee, I'm having a tough time, so maybe, you know, I need to change things halfway down the road.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they change the rules. They move the goalposts. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I want, one reason for writing a letter of agreement if you go into a deal with somebody is for what you just said. Quite often people forget. And if it's a successful venture and it goes for years, they most definitely will forget a handshake. You know, we said 10 years ago that we're agreeing to blah, blah, blah. When did I say that? People don't remember what they said a day ago.
Yeah,
so that's why they call it a memorandum of agreement. It's for memorializing. It's not so much to hold you accountable, that you signed an agreement, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
It's more to, hey, what did we say our deal was?
Yeah, what is our deal? Yeah.
All right, so let's go back to the list, the story list. The number five item are relationships with other countries that are not our friends. For example, the Russians. We have expelled this week some Russian diplomats, and we have imposed sanctions for hacking. There are 10 Russians that have gone home this week, sanctions against a dozen or so companies, and Russians who are living here in our country. We want to hold the Kremlin accountable for their interference in the presidential election and for the hacking of federal agencies. You know, this has become almost like common, it's a common practice. Now we all sort of laugh about the Russians and how they hack into everything. The Chinese do the same thing. So is Joe Biden stepping up to the plate, and will his punitive measures will they have any effect? Well, the Russians just laugh, and sooner or later they'll send.
They won't laugh either. They won't laugh either. What they're doing is they're testing Biden. They're testing Biden. This buildup on the Ukrainian border is a test of Biden to see what type of mettle he has, because they're dealing with a new president. And he is the president of the United States, and the president of the United States is a very powerful person. So they're testing Biden on that front. In terms of the election, well, you could build a case against any country if you want to prove that they've been spying on you or tampering with you, because everybody's tampering and spying on everybody else. So it's just a matter of how do you want to utilize it in terms of public relations. And right now it's to Biden's advantage to say, I'm not going to put up with Russia tampering with our election, they have no photos of me, in compromising positions. But let's point out here, and a lot of our listeners are going to appreciate my saying this, a very significant percentage of the American public doesn't believe that Russia really has been engaged in anything out of the ordinary in terms of dealing with the U.S., and that's...
Well, then you define what is ordinary anymore? That's a question. Well, looking for a definition.
Mm-hmm.
A word.
We're sort of searching for a default understanding of what's real at this particular time. Because if we don't have by default an understanding of reality, then how the hell are we a nation? How the hell are we anything? How can you have any kind of a relationship between human beings if you don't accept a certain, even if the notions are wrong, even if your beliefs are wrong, at least if you all believe the same wrong, you could be a unit. But if nobody could agree on what's right, then everything is wrong.
Yeah. Well, then there's the degree of what is wrong and how do we decide what's right and what's wrong. The discussion this week of packing the Supreme Court, and the Republicans don't want any more than 9 members. I frankly don't think we need any more than 9 members, but many Democrats want to try to change things to their liking, and so all of a sudden, when they did it, it was okay. But when Republicans do it, that's terrible, we've got to fix this.
I wish people understood that both parties engage in the same
scurrilous
activities.
Bunch of creeps.
And they make a case for something that in the immediate future helps their party, and they make a case against the very same thing if in the immediate future.
Shallow.
It's BS.
Yeah, and then you see the attention given to Matt Gaetz, for example, number 9, actually, this week on the countdown, and Cuomo and... what's going on with these guys who are lecherous, no good SOBs? They haven't been proven guilty of anything. Come on. You know, in this circumstance. So then you want to think about, okay, so who do we want there? If those guys are no good, where do we find good people? And I thought I'm sure you have something to say about Herschel Walker, who apparently is going to run for the Senate in Georgia next year. He's a big football star. I remember him playing in a lot of it. He's a black guy. How can he be a Republican? You know, that kind of stuff. And so do these sorts of fellas make good, Matthew McConaughey talking about running for governor of Texas. Is he better because he was well known? Look at Arnold when he was governor of California. or other people who
he was governor for a long time too. I don't have the number of years, but you know,
almost 8 years.
Think about settling the
recall. I thought he, frankly, as a part-time Californian, I thought he did a pretty good job. Some people would agree. The hardcore Republicans didn't like him, but I thought.
Do you remember the movie Predator?
Yes.
After Schwarzenegger was governor, he made it. No, maybe it was before, but you had Jesse Ventura and Schwarzenegger as part of like a military operation, and they were both governors.
I can't believe
these two guys, you know, you're bleeding, you're bleeding. I haven't got time to bleed.
All right. I'll get back to the story. I want to talk a little COVID, if you will. Mm-hmm. The variants, that's number one this week on the story list, the vaccines. Is Dr. Fauci to be believed anymore? A lot of people think, they call it Fauci fatigue. Do you have Fauci fatigue? Maybe a question to be answered.
Meanwhile, that sounds like one of your commercials.
Well, I'm going to do one of those right now. And the question here is, do you know what the best company is in the country for gluten-free breads and cookies? The answer is Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com. The website, this is the place to go. If you have celiac disease or if you're intolerant, gluten intolerance, I have that problem. A lot of people have that problem. I can go through the list of why it's not good for you, but, you know, let's not worry about that so much. Let's think about how we can satisfy our hunger and our palates with something that tastes really good, works really well, and isn't going to hurt you. The gluten hurts a lot of people in lots of different ways, contributing to lots of problems in men and women. So if you want to get it out of your system, then you go to ebonsbakehouse.com and look at all the great breads they have. Look at all of the rolls and buns. But most assuredly, you'll love the cookies. Love, love, love the cookies. I should get you a box of these, Michael. You'll love them. All the cookies, everything
I'm going to hold the list.
Yeah, okay. You can hold.
Would you just sign that on this agreement that
let's make an agreement. So, if you have an intolerance, listen, even if you don't have an intolerance, I give these cookies to my friends all the time, and they can't believe how wonderful they taste. And they're not loaded up with sugar. It's something that they figured out how to make cookies and breads and stuff without the gluten and still have the best taste possible. Ebon's Bakehouse, and the stuff's good for you, too. Cookies are very good for you. Health food. EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount when you check out. EbonsBakehouse.com. This is the People List. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the list from number 10 to number 1, as we do every week. Sort of this formalizes many of the things that we're talking about. If you don't see the list, you can find it, by the way, at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. On the People List, Bernie Madoff, number 10, Madoff, some people say. 9 is Governor Cuomo. Number 8 is Bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Tucker Carlson is number 7. Good God. Matt Gaetz is 6. Trump is 5. Ms. Harris is 4. Derek Chauvin and the participants in his trial, number 3. Tony Fauci, you have Fauci fatigue, that's number 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect, is number 1 on the People List. That's not unexpected. Usually the president gets the most attention, and his name is mentioned more than anybody else's. So that's the story again this week. And that's the list, the top 10 people list, courtesy of the work, the research done at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Story list now from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, the situation in England with the royal family and the funeral of the prince. At number 9, the situation with crooked politicians, Cuomo and Gates. Are they guilty? Well, they're guilty of not having a lot of common sense, that's for sure. Media bias, number 8. Number 7, the immigration situation on our southern border. Number 6, the situation in the economy and the stimulus package. Number 5, our relationship with China, Russia, other countries like Iran. Number 4, the withdrawal that we are anticipating from Afghanistan, announced by Biden. Gun control at number 3. Police reform at number 2. And as you might expect, the variants, the vaccines, the vagaries of discussing the COVID situation. Number 1 this week on the story list at talkers.com. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. A couple of minutes. The vaccine and all the things that go with it, the variants. How long is this? I noticed the big discussion at the end of the week was all the people who had COVID, who had been vaccinated. That was the big, you know, there have been tens of millions of people vaccinated. I thought that was kind of specious. So 5,800 have got COVID. They told you it was only 94% effective, right?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that the news media, the stuff that we use as fodder for our conversation, sometimes is a little flaky. That's what I'm saying.
No, these are complicated subjects, and you know, a lot of flakes are in the news media.
Right. I've heard that. Thank you for telling us that. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you. Michael Harrison here on the Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, legal expert, if you will, a college professor of law at Bentley University, author of the very well-respected book, Scamicide.com. He's got a website there, too. No, the book is called Identity Theft Alert, but the website is Scamicide.com. And so he deals with all these scams all the time. There's a good one this week, a new one. If you have expenses for the funeral of a loved one, what is it, $9,000 you can get or not?
Yeah. FEMA just announced at the beginning of this week a program, and you don't have to qualify as far as assets or income, and they will pay up to $9,000 for funeral expenses for anyone who died as a result of COVID-19. So the good thing is you can apply for this over the phone, can't do it online, and it's a fairly simple procedure. The bad news is as soon as the program was announced, the bad guys, the scammers were out there texting, emailing, and contacting people on the phone posing as FEMA, which will not be contacting you by email, text message, or
no.
phone, scamming people into giving personal information and fees for the particular program, and there aren't any fees. You can get a lot of details on this, April 16th scam of the day on Scamicide.com gives you all the details and the phone number.
All right. Let's go to some of the things now that have legal impact on the story list from the charts for this past week, the week of April 12th to the 16th on Talkers Magazine. Number two is our police reform discussion. I suppose that ties in with gun control, which is at three. All the shootings this week, Chicago, Philadelphia had some shoot 'em ups, Indianapolis, that big FedEx thing. It's everywhere, and we've become numb. Michael Harrison said during the course of the program, we're just getting numb to this and so many other things.
Which is unfortunate because there are things we can do. And, you know, you look at the Indianapolis, the FedEx shooting, and once again, that was a shooting with an automatic weapon. And, you know, there was a short period where we did have a ban on private ownership of automatic weapons like that. And the numbers of shootings and extent of shootings and killings went down. These things are death machines, and there is no reason the average person needs one. You know, the public wants some kind of gun control. We're not going to give up all of our guns, but we can make things considerably better. And it is a shame on Congress and our system that groups like the NRA still have the kind of influence to thwart the public on this. And it's a tremendous shame. And then, you know, you get into the police training, you know, a whole nother thing. Looking at the 13-year-old kid who was killed in Chicago, it very well may not have been the kind of assaulting police officer against a black youth as opposed to an officer who may not have been trained sufficiently.
Mm-hmm. Well, the same as the taser and the gun. How do those things get confused? That's not going to wear. It's not going to bode well for that lady, who seems to have done, you know, fairly well in her career up until that point.
Even shocking, you know, Doug. When you look at it, she's been a 26-year veteran. She was training someone when she did that. As impossible as it seems for us looking at it from the outside, you know, she's not the kind of person who's going in there gun drawn intentionally.
No, she had a good reputation. She seemed like a sort of almost a gentle soul. Like she doesn't even know what's happened to her.
In fact, maybe that's even a bigger problem when that can happen to even a good officer.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, number six is the rise of cryptocurrency and the stuff that goes with it. I wonder how long this is going to last. But if you look at what was it this week on the NASDAQ, one of the big crypto companies went public and they raised $86 billion or something else.
But they got it in cryptocurrency themselves. You know, this is not a fad. It isn't going to go away. And too many people are getting involved in it who know nothing about it and are losing their shirt. You know, this is the kind of thing – you know, we had Bernie Madoff die this week, and Bernie Madoff once said no one, he had no sympathy for his victims. He said anyone who looked into what I did would have known that I couldn't do it. You can't invest in something you don't know, and people don't know enough about Bitcoin. Many of them were investing.
You better find, if you're going to do it, you better find somebody you can trust much as anything else. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with a look at some of the legalities. Don't forget about the that FEMA free funeral scam. We got to make sure you don't fall into that trap. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden's taking a more cautious approach as liberal Democrats push for more seats on the Supreme Court.
Democrats have introduced a bill to add four seats to the Supreme Court, but the legislation is considered a long shot. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki notes that President Biden just created a commission to spend 6 months studying court issues, including expansion and term limits.
So he's going to wait for that to play out and wait to read that report.
Republicans see expansion as a potential power grab, and even top Democrats, including House Speaker Pelosi, have expressed reservations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The CDC says half of all adults in the U.S. have now received at least one COVID-19 shot. That's another milestone in the nation's largest ever vaccination campaign. It also leaves more work to do to convince skeptical Americans to roll up their sleeves. The CDC says almost 130 million people 18 or older have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Three people were killed, two seriously wounded in a shooting at a Wisconsin tavern early Sunday. Police say the gunman is still out there.
Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says the gunman knew the victims.
We don't believe this was a random act. I currently, from what I've been told, believe that the three people who passed away probably knew each other, and this was a targeted situation.
He says the gunman was asked to leave and removed from the Summers House Tavern, but came back.
He wasn't cooperating with the management there. So exactly what he did, I can't tell you, but... I believe he returned a short time later and came in and did the shootings.
Sheriff Beth says shots were fired inside and outside the very busy bar. I'm Julie Walker.
You can check out more news, you can read the best analysis, and you can find them both logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The Czech Republic announced Saturday it was expelling 18 Russian diplomats who it identified as spies in a case related to a huge ammunition depot explosion back in 2014. The chair of the UK Foreign Affairs Select Committee, Tom Tugendhat, says nations need to give Russia a taste of their own medicine.
So I think we need to be dealing with Russia in the way that it deals with the rest of the world, which is harshly. What I mean by that is we need to be expelling diplomats. We need to reduce our relationship. There's no point in having an ambassador if all he's going to do is be a conduit for people claiming to be diplomats actually causing terrorist acts on the soil of NATO states.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said the move is based on unequivocal evidence provided by the Czech Intelligence and Security Services that points to the involvement of Russian military agents in the massive explosion in an eastern town that killed two innocent fathers. More at townhall.com. Democratic lawmakers in Delaware introduced a measure to allow composting of human bodies as an alternative to burial or cremation.
The bill would permit a practice that is called natural organic reduction, but also referred to as human composting. The body would be put into a large tank for about 30 days. The human remains and organic materials would mix until the body is reduced to a soil-like material that can then be given to the dead person's family. Washington is currently the only state that allows human composting, with lawmakers approving the practice last year. Patrick Frost reporting.
Most of the 73 West Point cadets accused in the biggest cheating scandal in decades at the U.S. Military Academy are being required to repeat a year. Eight were expelled. The cadets were accused of cheating on an online freshman calculus exam back in May while students were studying remotely because of the coronavirus pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Happy tastes good.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. This is our annual, good Doug. It's not semi-annual, it's not biannual, it is every week. We go through the charts from Talkers Magazine at this time. Folks on the DJV program as part of our regular programming and is ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which airs all through the end of the week and over the weekend around the country. So there are a number of things the folks at Talkers Magazine do every week to figure out what's going on, listening to the stories, the stations, the hosts, and then compiling a list of what they believe to be the... Michael Harrison will be the first to tell you it's not 100% scientific, but it certainly does reflect, and I think we know that too, a lot of the things that are being discussed in detail. There's certainly lots of stories every week, so boiling it down to 10, we go through them. Sometimes I take the people list first, sometimes the stories, sometimes I start at the bottom of the list at number 10, sometimes at the top. I think for purposes of discussion this week, we ought to, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. We ought to start with the COVID situation. That's number one, the variants, the vaccines, the politics of it all. And I think looking at the politics, the blue states now and the red states, it's become that political. The blue states are far ahead of the red states when it comes to number of people getting vaccinated. So is there any, no, I mean, there's nothing that isn't political. I don't know that I give a damn whether the blue states.
And by the way, let me just say this. The red states, far more effective in number of cases and lower death rate and less shutdown rate. So
what does that mean then? How do we
Texas, their numbers are dropping once again. They've reduced, you know, they were called Neanderthals for getting rid of the mask mandate. Well, it seems that getting rid of it worked, because guess what? That doesn't mean getting rid of a mandate.
Well, it didn't hurt. I wouldn't say it worked. It just didn't hurt.
Well, frankly, it hasn't affected their numbers. Their numbers keep going down. And they were insulted by the Biden administration, called Neanderthals for this decision, and they were told, they were warned that it
Well, they
was
were
going
told
to
that
bad.
Long before, because they did it during the Trump era. They were doing it, and people said it.
No,
that,
they didn't. This happened a month ago, or 2 months ago.
No, but I'm saying before even Biden was there, there were people who were looking askance at folks from any place that didn't wear a mask. That's the way it was.
Right, but I think that there's a difference in understanding here, and I think you'll agree with this, because I think I kind of am attuned to your politics, because it makes sense. A mandate is a law. That means that it can be enforced. That means you can be punished for not following a mandate. And so when there was a mask mandate, people who were not wearing masks could be legally charged for that. Yes. Reducing the mask mandate or getting rid of it does not mean that you have to stop wearing masks. It does not mean that it's illegal to wear a mask. It means that it's your choice as a as an American citizen, as a free thinker, to decide whether or not you want to wear a mask or not, instead of having it enforced by the government. And I don't know what's wrong with that. People were appalled by the idea of getting rid of a mandate about masks, even though in Texas there are still businesses that require you to wear a mask if you go inside. And that's their prerogative to do that if they want to. So, you know, I think everybody was flipping out about this idea. They're getting rid of the mandate. No, they're getting rid of the government overreach that should have never happened a year ago, forcing us to wear certain things, do certain things, act in certain ways, stop educating our kids. Craziness how we let that happen.
It was crazy. Yep, I agree with you on that score. What about the rest of the globe, though? Countries that had vaccinated people, Britain, Israel, those countries, the folks in Britain were very slow to get off to a fast start, where Israel was very quick to get off to a fast start. And that's made, you know, Britain has an entirely different story to tell than Israel does. Israel has had very little in terms of numbers of people because they mass vaccinated. They just said to everybody, look, if you want to be here, this is the rule. And they did it. So anyway, you know, you look at that and think, where are we going with all of this? And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that Putin is out promoting his Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently it doesn't work at all.
You don't want to take Sputnik V? Come on.
I think I'll pass on that anyway. They sent a shipment to Slovakia, trying to win over the Slovaks, trying to put the pieces of the old USSR back together again. But apparently the vaccine is so bad that more people, and over there, they don't want to take the vaccine. For lots of reasons. They don't want somebody to tell them they have to take the vaccine. And basically, they were being told by their government they better do it or else. And so a lot of people who have taken it have gotten sick, not from COVID, but from the vaccine, because it's probably full of who knows what. These, you know, the Russians, the Russians are the Russians, I guess. What else can we say about them? But some of these governments... It's back to the definition of what's a progressive government, Jennifer and Jay, and what's a traditional form of government. And that maybe goes for parts of our country as well, right? I'm looking at the number of states where at least one shot has been given to people. And yeah, back again, if you want to do red and blue, I'd rather do green and yellow or something else. I'm sick of blue and red.
But why do we have to have blue and red states? Why don't
because
we just say
that's what
these
the news media wants you
great,
that you know
these states aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair to call out a state's performance. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan use nursing homes to house sick people during the summer that result in the deaths of lots of senior citizens. That is true. Doesn't matter if they're blue or red states, that's what happened. As far as vaccine rollout goes, New York has done that a little bit better than everyone else. Now they're there's a lot of questions about who gets it first and their priorities, but they've done okay. I mean, can we not just treat people according to what they've done and what they haven't done?
It's the color of their skin, too. Black Americans say they are more skeptical about it.
What the message that's being rammed down the throat of black people? You can't trust the government. The government wants to kill you. The government is systemically racist. That's what's being pushed down the throat of black people. And then people scratch their heads going, why aren't they trusting this government-created vaccine, huh? I wonder why. It's distrust that's built in intentionally by the perpetuation of these headlines by the news media and the creation of them by our elected officials. That's why there's a problem.
There's also a problem in travel. This week, India recorded another couple of 100,000 new infections. So the workers, the people that are in the cities are getting out of the cities, pretty much the same as what's going on here or in any place in the world where there's a huge population, lots of people close together. People are getting away from those situations and moving out into what is the, you know, basically suburbia and sometimes into rural areas as well. The real estate values in suburbia and in rural America have gone up unbelievably in the last year. I want to spend a little time. We're at number three, the gun control situation, and to bring people up to date on the fellow that killed the eight people at the FedEx warehouse in Indianapolis. That's going to be on the minds of lots of people as we go through the weekend here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner at your service at 14 after the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's move back into our discussion focus here on the Talk Radio Review. The presence of Jennifer Horn being felt, Jay Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen, number three on the list this week. And number three and two kind of go together a little bit. Police reform is number two. Gun control is number three. So under the circumstances, as we look at this mess in Indianapolis that took place on Thursday night into Friday morning, just one more shoot 'em up? Eight people dead, including the guy that went in. Nobody seems to have put the piece together yet, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think the investigation, obviously, and motivation still ongoing at the time that we do this show, but it was done outside. This FedEx facility is the second largest Federal Express facility in the country, so it's really big. It's widespread.
It's a transfer point. Like FedEx uses Memphis as their midpoint, as their transfer point from one place in the country to another. Everybody goes, all the packages come into Indianapolis like they do into Memphis, and then they get redistributed to go, you know, where they're going from there, whether it's east or west, west or east, north and south. So there's a ton of activity in there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a lot of people are in there. And so this was like a shooting gallery. You go in, and that's the way these big, the big facilities are, they're getting bigger and bigger because more and more people are using FedEx and UPS. And is this a consequence? That's the question of getting big. Everybody wants, you know, these big companies want to get bigger.
That's a consequence that's going to cause someone to open fire on people that are working at the facility. And again, at the time that we are doing this program, it's being thought and hasn't been confirmed yet that this happened outdoors, and that even across the street there was firing. I guess somebody at a gas station was hit, and there was even a rumor that someone from the facility ran to their car to get their gun to try to neutralize the situation. So a lot of information still coming out about motive, and unfortunately it's hard because we all want to know what happened. We want to explain it away, but we just kind of have to have patience, I guess, to see what happens next. But certainly there is a feeling of anger, chaos, and frustration right now, and I think it's reaching into every city.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, going back, I'm going to spend a minute on number two, police reform. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a move to remove police from the schools. So the school committee members and the city councilors are under the influence, if you will, of a large group of students who paraded themselves around City Hall. There was a forum as a result of that to discuss, and the kids were all protesting having police officers in the schools. They call them school resource officers. The police chief in Framingham, who was black, has said he wants the resource officers to stay. And now, because a lot of parents are making a lot of noise, it sounds like an uneducated judgment to me. I think that, unfortunately, in the times that we're in, that having these resource officers or just police on the grounds of the school is maybe better than not. I don't even like acknowledging that we need them. Should the program be reformed? Should it be dismissed? That's on the minds of a lot of people. A lot of communities, Framingham's like a lot of communities around the state of Massachusetts, around the country. So whether it happens is part of the movement to sort of, quote-unquote, fix the police. And there is a lot of that work that needs to be fixed, but is this part of it is the question. 21 after the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now, and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide, and we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a point to 23 after the hour on our regular programs on the DGV show that we get into what's happening on social media. That's one of the many places Jay shines. So we have some things that apply to what's in the story list. And number 10 is the British royal family. And what's going on with the funeral of Prince Philip? There's no, I see in our trending box here, Jay, the underscore of no royals wearing military uniforms. That's, I think, the Queen's edict, is it not? Because she didn't want to embarrass Harry, and so...
She didn't want to embarrass the royal family, like, period. So the Queen's children, grandchildren, none of them will be wearing military uniforms at Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday, and it... She doesn't want any of the embarrassment to overshadow the funeral itself, which will be taking place at Windsor Castle. And it really started as an issue with Prince Andrew. He was the first to, you know, he relinquished his royal role in 2019 over his former friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. And then added Harry. Well, the thing is, Harry, he's a British Army veteran. He was in active service on two tours in Afghanistan. So the fact that he, you know, he wouldn't have been able to wear his military uniform to begin with, it is kind of off. But it was just one of those things that the Queen was like, no, there's going to be no speculation. Nobody is wearing it. Everybody is wearing their funeral attire. And the funeral itself will only have about 30 people in attendance due to their government COVID restrictions.
Right. Yep. All right. So that's trending for sure. Also, back to COVID, which is the number one story this week, and some variance ideas. For example, Jennifer, trending from your hometown, the Staples Center is the big place to go for a lot of events. Lakers, Celtics, yada, yada. But they have new guidelines.
Clippers. Right? Hey, you're supposed to begin with the C.
Yeah, the Celtics. Clippers, Lakers, and the Kings play in the Staples Center. But, yeah, the guidelines are ridiculous.
No, the point I was making was the Lakers were playing against the Celtics when this came up.
Oh, there you go. The first time that people were allowed in
not
was Thursday.
Not that light on my loafers.
But here's I know. I'm like, that's your hometown team, dude. So here's the deal. So what 2,000 people allowed in. You cannot have cash. You cannot bring anything with you. Only stuff that fits into your pocket. And you have to eat and drink in designated eating and drinking areas.
And you have to order from your phone ahead
from your
of
seat, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Using like a QR code, and then they'll let you know when you know when your order is ready to be picked up, and then you can go get it. But yeah, you'll need your photo
ID. Get DoorDash to bring it to your seat, maybe?
That'd be great. That would be super great. You'll have to show proof of a full vaccination, 2 weeks, showing that it's 2 weeks since your final dose, that you're fully inoculated, or a negative COVID-19 test that was taken within 72 hours of game time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Police reform, number two. We've been in and out of that story as well as the gun control and the COVID, mostly the first half hour of the program today, focusing on those three things. And I've noticed that there's a lot of people responding to questions about the police. It wasn't about school, though. We're asking the question whether police ought to be taken out of traffic stops. And so what are some of the listeners saying about that?
Everyone said no. No sense in that. Keep them there. Brian Linetti said domestic violence and traffic stops are the most dangerous. More cops are killed during these than any other calls, so who else is going to stop them? What one unarmed person is going to walk up to a wanted felon and say, can you please step out of your car? And Sean Watson's thoughts are that this is all about getting rid of local police officers and replacing them with military. And then this is not a proven fact. According to the CDC, around 8,000 crimes are stopped each day with a firearm by law-abiding citizens. All capital letters, fact.
Really? Okay, good for them. And then there's the situation. We were talking about the lady, the police lady has been fired, and she's been charged for confusing a taser with a gun.
The accidental discharge. Yeah, everybody, nobody can really understand why this happened, how this happened. Thomas G. Wilson said the problem that he has with the story is the pistol is much heavier than a taser. There should have been an obvious difference.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so those are trending things. Check them out at DJV Show on our social media. 28 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. Our overview continues. Talk Radio Review with personnel, talk host from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here this week with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Certainly one of the things that people have been talking about this week is the trial of Derek Chauvin. He apparently, was it his decision not to testify or his lawyers? I'm going to guess it's lawyers, right?
I'm sure he took the advice from his lawyers, but he was asked in court whether or not he wanted to take the fifth, and he said yes. He confirmed that to his lawyer and to the court. The judge asked him a second time. And, you know, a mixed reaction, I think. I think it's the safest bet to not testify because the prosecution would have probably tried to rip into whatever else. And right now it's about casting doubt on what caused the death of George Floyd, much less, you know, his even focusing on his role in it. But I talked to a friend who's a lawyer yesterday, and he said, you know, I might take the risk and put him up there and at least cast him as a human being, because we have not heard from him. He has been told by his lawyers not to speak, and he has not talked at all.
Well, does that mean that he incriminated himself? Are they smart enough to know about him, and if in fact he talked, he'd get caught in his own.
That's just it. We don't know. I mean, the advice is to just shut up and don't talk to anybody when you're accused of a crime like this. And he's been doing that. But if he is a good guy and could provide some context and tell people why he made the choices that he did, would that help him? I don't know. It's not the court of public opinion. It's a court of casting a reasonable doubt, which I think.
Well, if you look at his record as a policeman, I think that there's a lot of stuff in there that would indicate he wasn't such a great guy, nor is he such a great police officer. Why he was still even in uniform, I think, is a question a lot of people have.
That's not the reason to convict him of this crime. He had one thing in his past that he survived, I think, and made it through. But I don't know. I think here's what you have to ask yourself if you've been following the trial. If you're sitting on the jury, you have to say beyond a reasonable doubt that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. And, you know, reasonable doubt is, 99% sure. 99% sure. And it's not a civil trial. Now, if it's a civil trial, it's 51%. Are you 51% sure that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? And I think many people could say, yeah, we could go with that. But if you're being honest, can you say that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? I know what
Who
we all
knows?
Feel.
That's it. Yeah.
That's the job of the defense. And I think that they did it. We'll see how everything closes next week. But, you know, what is the pressure on the jury, and is that going to have an impact on how they decide this case, too?
Speaking of pressure, officials in Chicago are releasing video toward the end of the week of the fatal police shooting of that 13-year-old who had – was that a real gun Adam Toledo had, or was that a
– Yes.
It was a real gun. Where'd he get it? Anybody figure that out yet?
I don't know.
How do you have – yeah. That's the mayor called it excruciating.
He tossed it.
I don't know, but there are a lot of. I'm thinking of storylines from Chicago PD, popular Dick Wolf show, one of the three Chicago shows that's on NBC every Wednesday night, and some of it, if not most of it, is about this sort of thing that goes on in Chicago. Chicago's a tough city. It's too bad because it's one of our most beautiful, I think. Chicago's a great city, except that it's hard to live there if you're black. I mean, it's hard to live there, period, it would seem. Anyway, somebody ought to be able to get a handle on this, unless we're not living in an organized, developed country anymore, where it's like the Wild West. Everybody goes out with their guns and starts shooting things up. I wonder, was there ever any talk, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, we talk about gun control, was there ever any in the old West, was there anybody who talked about gun control?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think gun control was like, hey, how quick can you pull it out?
Hold on. We should be controlling the guns, access to guns better. Yeah, all right. What did you have to say, Jennifer?
You know, Chicago has if not the strictest, one of the strictest gun laws in all of the country.
A lot of good.
Yet they still have a ton of violence. And, you know, we only talk about Chicago violence when there's a police officer involved. And I think we should. But we should also be talking about the violence that happens every single weekend. 20, 30 young black people dying a weekend in Chicago. Uh-huh. And nobody wants to talk about that.
And most of them are shot by other blacks, too, by the way.
Of course. It's not. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, look, investigate this police shooting. I think don't run from a police officer. This is
it's
the problem.
It's a bad
it
video.
It
that.
Every time.
Yeah, the video is not wonderful. All right, moving along. Our relationship with China, Russia, and Iran is number 5 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown that you can find, by the way, at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. Latest thing from China, where the Hong Kong court sentenced opposition leaders to prison for holding an unauthorized rally. You don't think that's going to throw cold water? It's a pretty clear message. If you're an activist and you're in China, you're headed for a real cruising bruising. They don't want any of that, and they will stop at nothing to stop these things. Opposition leaders don't survive in China. And yet here we are. We are on the same stage, considered in the same level now as China. For that matter, I don't know. I don't think people confuse in terms of the hierarchy, Russia and some of the other countries, with us in terms of being the leader, gross domestic product and, the economy and that sort of thing. But China now is making it pretty clear they're running for the top, and we've fallen right in. We've made it that way. The United States has created China. Completely. The Chinese government had the idea, and so they just figured out who Americans were and how they thought and went right for it. And we fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And so now we're paying the price. And the vaccine, COVID thing is the number one example of that. So under the circumstances. There are people, the Joe Biden thing, Biden made a number of announcements this week. Number 4, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the impact of the stimulus with the president and his leadership. The question is, maybe this is something that we put on our social media, Jay. There are some of the Democrats who are saying that Biden is just like Franklin Roosevelt. I'm not sure that's a... I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't say that, but there are some who say, and they're asking, whether he can be as transformative as Roosevelt was. Remember, Roosevelt came in during the height of the Depression, created all of those new programs, government programs, responsible for Social Security. Pretty much all of the big government programs started during FDR's reign. And so is Biden the heir apparent? There were a lot of people who thought Lyndon Johnson was, because there were a lot of federal programs started when he was president, but he was
And FDR also tried to pack the court. It was extremely unpopular, and that's what the Biden administration is trying to do now.
Right. Well, and that's what they say Trump did with the 3 judges he appointed.
Oh, give me
a
break.
So here we go. What do you mean? Packing that's what people say.
But that's the stupidest thing. It's a lie. That is such a lie.
No, it's understandable that people would say that.
No, it's not. When someone dies, a president puts up a candidate.
But
and
they
then
put in people that are not jurists. They're more political.
Oh, that is so full of it.
Right?
Tell
no,
me
it
one
isn't.
Thing.
Look at
Let
the
me
people.
Ask you this. Okay, fine. Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay. What decision was so conservative that took away people's rights?
I don't have an answer.
Right, because there is no answer, Doug. There is no answer. These are headlines that you're believing.
Let me finish the statement. There are a lot of people. I'm reflecting what people are saying. That's what the other side is saying. Okay, you're packing the court with all these
right,
these
but I'm telling you that that's a lie.
Wait a minute.
And you said no,
it's not a lie. I don't like the word lie. It's not a lie. It's a miscomprehension. And I pointed earlier this week on the DJV program to John Roberts, who everybody thought, this right-wing guy is going to ruin the court, but he's proven to be anything but.
Correct.
That.
But
there
now
are
let me
other
ask you
examples
this.
Of
did
that.
Did the Supreme
the
court,
court?
Did the Supreme Court? No. Did the Supreme Court pick up Trump's case for the election? He begged them to. Did they do it?
No.
doesn't sound like they're activists. Did they protect transgender rights in their latest decision?
No.
Yes, they did. Doesn't
or
sound
did they?
Like they're
oh,
a bunch
see?
Of conservative activists.
Right.
So this lie that somehow
well,
anybody...
Well, why do you keep
that,
using, it's not a,
because it's a lie. I watched.
I
I'm
like
pumped up about this. Your senator, Markey.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry Nadler.
What a jerk. He's a jackass. Don't get me going on him.
Well, he's
senator
the one
Edward
that's leading
Malarkey.
This.
I know
Markey
it is.
And
yeah.
Nadler and the guy who thought Guam was sinking because there were too many people on it, Hank Johnson or Jones, whatever his name
yeah,
is.
Right.
They're
genius.
All out there leading this fight, saying that, perpetuating this lie that Trump packed the Supreme Court. No. Here's what happens. When a justice dies or someone leaves, then the president puts up a nominee. If Congress confirms that nominee, they become a Supreme Court justice. That is what Trump did. Packing the Supreme Court is saying, I don't like the way the Supreme Court looks, so I'm going to add seats to it. So from 9 justices, we go to 13. No Democrat appointed justice on the Supreme Court likes this idea, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who in 2019 said this was a terrible idea.
No,
can you get
idea.
Any more liberal and activist than that? No, you cannot. But yet they're
all
still
right.
sending this junk out into the
got
atmosphere.
It. Jennifer's got it. She's on it. She's hot. All right.
It makes me crazy because people believe it.
44 past the hour. And I was pretty good at baiting you. I thought that would be a great way for the conversation to go.
All intentional, I know.
The border crisis is next. That's another hot button for me anyway. Don't forget, we have as an added opportunity for you to get the gist of what's going on in some conversation circles. We have our daily DJV download, which is available for everybody at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. The one that's trending at the moment, the DJV download, is a focus on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is on hold as we go into the weekend. And then we talk about toilet paper hoarding and how that's fit into this. And, of course, the conversation about the funeral of Prince Philip and lots of other things. So you get the gist of what the program is about. You can spend a few minutes and get yourself caught up on the daily or go through the whole week if you want to and have some different ideas, different opinions. Not necessarily always do we go down the straight and narrow path, as you can tell by our conversation here. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, as we continue. And as I said, what we'll do is talk about the border crisis, the situation with immigration, next here on the Countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Story list now from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, the situation in England with the royal family and the funeral of the prince. At number 9... the situation with crooked politicians, Cuomo and Gates, are they guilty? Well, they're guilty of not having a lot of common sense, that's for sure. Media bias, number 8. Number 7, the immigration situation on our southern border. Number 6, the situation in the economy and the stimulus package. Number 5, our relationship with China, Russia, other countries like Iran. Number 4, the withdrawal that we are anticipating from Afghanistan, announced by Biden. Gun control at number 3, police reform at number 2. And as you might expect, the variants, the vaccines, the vagaries of discussing the COVID situation, number 1 this week on the story list at talkers.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the People List. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the list from number 10 to number 1 as we do every week. Sort of this formalizes many of the things that we're talking about. If you don't see the list, you can find it, by the way, at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. On the People List, Bernie Madoff, number 10, Madoff, some people say. 9 is Governor Cuomo. Number 8 is bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Tucker Carlson is number 7. Good God. Matt Gaetz is 6. Trump is 5. Ms. Harris is 4. Derek Chauvin and the participants in his trial, number 3. Tony Fauci, you have Fauci fatigue, that's number 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect, is number 1 on the People List. That's not unexpected. Usually the president gets the most attention, and his name is mentioned more than anybody else's. So that's the story again this week. And that's the list, the top 10 people list, courtesy of the work, the research done at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so we have at 47 after the hour the opportunity to spend a couple of more minutes on a couple of things. I wanted to mention number 6, the economy and the rise of cryptocurrency. Have you seen some of the numbers this week? One of the...
I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I just bought this, I bought that. It freaks me out. I don't know about it. Yeah.
You got to have somebody doing it that knows what the heck they're doing. Mm-hmm. At any rate, the crypto stuff that went on NASDAQ this week, one company raised like $86 billion. It's hello, mungdy mungdy bung. All right, the immigration story and the border situation.
If only
situation.
We had thought of selling people fake money. Man, we could
have been
rich.
Yeah, right. Why couldn't I come up with that? So the situation with immigration, what it was like when Trump was president, what it's like now, this is the biggest black eye that the administration has so far as I can see. And they still, I mean, supposedly, what's-her-face is in charge, but is that disrespectful to call her what's-her-face, Kamala Harris? She's nowhere to be found, and nobody knows anymore about what's supposed to... You know, taking care of these people, giving them shots before other Americans get their shots. It's mayhem.
Yeah. And I think it's unfortunate because this is the one thing that the media will call the Biden administration out on. Fauci this week said, yeah, they're not adhering to any COVID procedures at the border. There is a problem. We know that the kids, especially girls, are being sexually abused in the facilities that the government is running. I mean, it's a disaster. And they're not sending someone out in front of it to get there. And so I think they need a press conference immediately. But Kamala Harris is going to Guatemala and Mexico City.
Good for her. Congratulations. Have a nice trip. All right, ladies, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber.
Poodle pamperer. Piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. This is the overview here of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time. Normally, Victoria Keelan steps up to the plate to hit the top five from this week out of the park. But because she's not with us today, Jay Kirshner and I will go through the list. I'll start with number five. We'll go to number one. Top five stories from technology at number five, Netflix redesigning its profiles for children to make them more visually appealing and more prominently displaying popular characters from children's programs. The redesign features a row of the most watched shows right on the home screen, with characters from the shows appearing on top of the title boxes. The decision to include characters was to help children better recognize their favorite shows. That's what Netflix says. It's going to be like a child walking into their own room where they know where every Lego piece is. For a show to appear in the favorites row, it must be watched at least once. The shows that appear on the favorites row won't just be Netflix shows. They'll be from the full catalog. So there's something. I'm not a big fan of children having access to any of this stuff until they're much more mature. Jay, I don't know what you're thinking about for Mac, but keeping him away from, especially the first 4 or 5 years, any screens is the only way to keep his brain from becoming jumbled. So there is a word
totally
to the wise.
He watches TV.
Huh?
He totally watches TV. Mickey
really?
Mouse Clubhouse, Vampirina. We're big
really?
Disney Junior people.
Really? Okay. All right.
I know. We're those people. Google
yeah,
Assistant.
Yeah. Go ahead. Number four.
Number four, Google Assistant has a new takeout feature. The pandemic has made ordering restaurant takeout a lot more popular. Not only is it safer, but it's still supporting local businesses. So what this feature will do is you will have Google Assistant fill in contact information and payment details automatically. Now, this is for Android phones. After you visit a restaurant through Google Search, and it's only for restaurants that are, you know, coordinating with the Google Assistant app. So you use the Google app on an Android phone, and then you tag in Google Assistant once you've done your order, you've completed ordering, and then Google Assistant will do the rest.
Number three on the list of the top tech stories this week, Apple's next big reveal of new products taking place the 20th next week, an invite teasing the upcoming event with a spring-loaded tagline to it. Maybe you've seen it already. The timing of the event does favor an announcement for new iPad Pro, although the new the 11 and 12.5-inch tablets are expected to have a similar design to last year's models. The larger version will reportedly be Apple's first with a mini LED display. Other improvements rumored include a faster processor with performance in line with the M1 chip Apple used in its recent Max upgrade, better cameras, things like that. The new iPad mini with a larger 8.5 to 9-inch screen, up from 7.9 inches last time around, also reportedly coming in the first half of the year. Another contender to appear at the event is Apple's AirTags, Apple's long-rumored tile competitor, which small fobs that you can place in your luggage, on a bicycle, a car, whatever, to track your items on your iPhone. Apple's planning to revamp its iMac lineup this year as well. So that's that report. Up next, number two.
500 million LinkedIn users had their data up for sale on a hacker site. Now, This is scrapped. This information posted for sale on the website. It's popular for hackers. It includes archives from user IDs, names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, professional titles, links to other social media profiles. Now, while it's not as sensitive information as credit card information or social security, people can still do enough. Now, LinkedIn has more than 675 million members, according to its website, meaning that around three quarters of its users' information may be included in this database. Breach.
Do you belong to LinkedIn?
I do, but I can't say I've used it. I don't even know the last time I used it. I think I'm a brunette in my photo, if that shows how long. I've had many different hair colors since then.
All right, the number one tech story of the week is a focus on the vaccine card scam for COVID, the scam circulating online, and a lot of people are being warned not to fall into this trap. Fake vaccination cards being sold in large quantities. The FBI issued a memo this week noting that the production, sale, or purchase of these cards could mean serious trouble for anybody involved. Last week, 47 state attorneys general issued a letter to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and Shopify CEO and eBay CEO regarding the fake vaccination cards being marketed on their platforms. Even in some cases, thieves are using the images people have posted on social media. So take them down. If you have them up there, take down your vaccine card so people don't have access to the information that's on there. That's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Those are the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the unique of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. There's optimism ahead for 2022. The chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee is confident of picking up seats in the midterms.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida says support for Republicans is about to surge.
People look at the Biden agenda. They say, wait a minute.
Scott predicts Americans will quickly become dismayed with President Biden's progressive agenda.
Do we want women, men playing in women's sports? No. Do we want to shut down the Keystone Pipeline? No. Do we want voter ID? Yes. And the Democrats are on the opposite side of all those issues.
Scott tells the Salem Radio Network Republicans will flip enough seats in 2022 to regain the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
A boating accident on the Ohio River has left one person dead, injured four others, while two people are still missing. Authorities say seven people were on a pleasure craft when it collided with a barge late Saturday night near a boat dock in Louisville, the cause of the accident under investigation. Mexican authorities say 14 of the country's roughly 2,600 townships have refused to allow vaccination teams to administer coronavirus vaccines.
Assistant Health Secretary Hugo Lopez-Gatell said Friday that townships were concentrated largely in the heavily indigenous states of Chiapas and Oaxaca. He did not give specific reasons why those communities did not want to be vaccinated, citing only, quote, cultural and perhaps religious beliefs. He said the decision had been made by town councils and said authorities are trying to set up a scheme in which people who wanted vaccines could get them in a neighboring township.
Bernie Bennett reporting. French President Macron foresees at least some tourists returning to Paris this summer if they've been vaccinated or have proof of testing negative for the virus. He says his government's in favor of creating a certificate to facilitate travel between European countries as they ease lockdown measures. And a passenger train has derailed north of Cairo, 100 people injured. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Alexei Navalny's doctor says the imprisoned Russian opposition leader could be close to death.
Physician Yaroslav Ashikhmin said Navalny, who is in the third week of a hunger strike, could be on the verge of death as his health is deteriorating rapidly. His doctor said that test results he received from Navalny's family show he has impaired kidneys and sharply elevated levels of potassium, which can bring on cardiac arrest. He went on hunger strike to protest not being able to see his personal physicians when he began experiencing severe back pain and a loss of feelings in his legs. Russia's state penitentiary service has said that Navalny is receiving all the medical help he needs. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japan's prime minister has asked U.S. drug maker Pfizer for additional supplies of the vaccine. Authorities in Tokyo are looking to speed up his country's inoculation drive, which lags behind many countries. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Teddy Ballgame's about to become Teddy Blockchain.
Baseball Hall of Famer Ted Williams is coming to the digital memorabilia market with the release of 9 different cards that follow the number 9's career from being a skinny rookie to Cooperstown inductee. The collector's items offered by Williams' daughter are hand-drawn by Brazilian illustrator Andre Maciel, who also created the tokens for football star Rob Gronkowski. Those sold out last month for $1.6 million. Jason Walker reporting.
Stuart Sink wins his third RBC Heritage title. The 47-year-old finished 19 under at Harbortown, 4 in front of Emiliano Grillo and Harold Varner III. His win comes 17 years after his second title at Harbortown. He's become the fourth player on the PGA Tour to win twice in the same season after turning 47. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Disease.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the Red Skelton Show, and later more comedy, as we'll hear Art Van Harvey and Bernadine Flynn as Vic and Sage. Van Harvey was born and raised in Chicago. Flynn was originally from Wisconsin, but also made her showbiz career based in Illinois. Well, our first radio star was also from that region, as he was a native Hoosier. Richard Bernard Skelton was born in Vincennes, Indiana, and while still a teen, he left home and found work on the road, appearing in tent shows, state fairs, and the stages of vaudeville. While performing in Kansas City, he met his first wife. Edna Stillwell not only became Mrs. Red Skelton, she also served as his manager and head writer. The couple divorced in 1943, but Edna continued to work with Red for many more years. At the time of this upcoming radio broadcast, Skelton's orchestra was run by prolific songwriter David Rose, and the sponsor was a Familiar laundry detergent. This is from April 2nd of 1950.
Mary tried a little tide. She put it in the tub. All her clothes are brighter now. No work, no rinse, no rub. T-I-D-E time.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose, his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Petal, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook, will be me, Rod O'Connor. If you read Lloyd Shearer's story in the April 15th issue of Collier's Magazine, you'll say, why, this is about Procter & Gamble's rollicking comic and MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Collier's Magazine. Ooh, I wonder who's at the door. Gosh, I hate to be disturbed. I'm so busy writing my new song about the loyalty files. It's called The Atchison, the Truman, and the Alger Hiss.
Mr. Skelton, why don't you go see who it is?
Because I know it's Rod O'Connor.
Well, maybe you should let him in. After all, it's Palm Sunday.
That guy's got his palm out every Sunday.
Shall I be the heavy and tell him you're not home? After all, it's one of the duties of a houseboy.
Get a load of the boy. You know, he's just at the awkward age, you see. He's too old for Castoria, and he's too young for adrenaline. Well, wheel yourself over and see if you can find out who it is. He's still there?
Yeah, just a second. I'll take a squint through the keyhole.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. What do you see? I can't see. Somebody's trying to unlock my eyeball.
Come on, Skelton, open up. I know you're home. Both of your Hopalong Cassidy T-shirts are still hanging on the line.
Well, I'm dead. So is that joke, if you ask me. Open the door, Fred.
Well, Mr. Connors, I live and wheeze.
What's the idea of keeping me out? Were you in the bathtub?
Oh, no, not him. You can't get him in the tub.
Nope.
Oh, no, it isn't safe to take a bath in this house. Not with Mr. Skelton's kids always leaving their little boats in the bathtub. There's one little submarine that's awful frisky.
Care to work on it? Hey, you know that submarine they just spotted off of the coast out here in California?
Yeah.
Wait till it turns up that Los Angeles River. We'll identify it. There's no water in that river, you know. Well, carry on, Admiral.
Now.
Hey, how about me? Don't get that Warren Baker laughing. We'll never hear the rest of the show, boy. How about fixing some lunch?
Oh, swell. Make mine liverwurst on rye.
Okay, but I got some Russian rye, but it hasn't been investigated yet. You're supposed to fix the lunch for me. What do you think I'm paying you for?
Oh, because you don't know what else to do with those few little bits of pennies.
Here, here. This guy's been listening to too many of those English shortwave broadcasts. Here, 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 here.
Well, if you gents excuse
here,
me.
Here.
If you gents will excuse me, I got to find my Grunion hat, you see. According to the Fisherman's Bulletin, the Grunion are running here tonight.
Oh, well, good. Put $5 on one for me, will you?
Hear, hear!
Hear, hear!
Say, I read in the papers about the Grunion running tonight.
Oh, yeah.
What's a Grunion hunt like?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, you see. Grunions are little fish. Oh, that's yours. Go ahead, take it. When I see a good one, I hate for anyone else to get it.
Well, it's a lot of fun. The Grunion are little fish that come up on the beach with the tide.
Here, here.
That struck a nerve, didn't it? Huh?
I like jokes like that. It doesn't mean anything to you, but it sets me in with Procter & Gamble.
You know, it's fun to go on a grunion hunt. You take a girl and a few hot dogs and some buns, and then you build a fire on the beach, and you wait for the grunions to come up on the sand.
Oh, and then do you run out in the shallow water and try to catch the grunions?
That depends on the girl you're with.
You know what I did last year? I put on O'Connor's bathing suit, and I got arrested for saining without a license.
Here. That in there again? Yeah, go ahead.
See, I got a terrible burn down at the beach.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Man dropped a lighted cigar on my back.
Is this CBS or the Corn Exchange? Hey, what's on your mind, O'Connor? I use the word freely, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Junior's club, the Skunk Patrol, they want to buy a flag to fly over their clubhouse. They're going to put on a show to raise the money.
Well, they don't have to go to that trouble. I'll donate the money for their flag.
No, I tried that. But Junior says they don't want to get something for nothingers. They don't want to be something for nothingers, see?
Yeah.
They want a show with a great big lot of name entertainers.
Well, you worked your way out of that.
I sure did.
It ain't what it says, but it'll have to do. If anybody in Japan is listening, please translate that and send it back. He wants to, in other words, he wants to work for his flag, huh?
That's right.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll appear in their show.
Well, that's swell. We still got to get some big name entertainers.
Well, how about Jack Barry or Jack Benny?
For the show?
No, I was thinking somebody you might work for after you leave here.
Well, I'm the chairman, see, in charge of getting the show together, and I thought maybe you'd help me round up some talent.
Okay, how about having the four knights on the show? They could sing Sugarfoot Rag.
Good. Gonna get out the sycamore and shine my shoes. Meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bonnet on a way back nag. I came home winter with plenty of swag. Oh, 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 foot drag. Swing your trumpet, play the Sugarfoot Rag. Got a big jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One for my honey and the other is mine. We're gonna sip on the cider, sip on the wine. We'll both sip together and have a good time. Oh, 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 foot, swing your honey to the Sugarfoot Rag. While the piano plays the Sugarfoot Rag. Spend my money and get on the jag. Swing my honey to the Sugarfoot Rag. Walk right up and stomp on the floor. Sling up the middle where the shoe fly four. Oh, 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 foot drag. Bring your honey to the Sugarfoot Rag. Dig, 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 the jig, man, the jig in his bag. Listen to the bass play the Sugarfoot Rag.
Where are we?
Here. Oh. So we got the four nights for Junior's show.
Yeah, and I think the kids would like to see John Holbrook, too. They get a big kick out of him rinsing out a few things.
Say, do you think we could get Hopalong Cassidy?
Oh, I don't know. We might get along, get old Drag-Along Deadeye.
Yeah.
Why don't we drive out to his horse ranch in the valley and try to see if he'll be in the show?
Okay, let's ride.
Poor Roy Gordon.
How about that crowing horse?
Well, here's Deadeye's ranch.
Yeah, it's a typical California ranch. It's so small that the chickens have to lay their eggs standing on end. Don't move around. You'll get that one on your feet.
I'll go see if I can find Deadeye.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I must be awful anemic. A mosquito just bit me and then spit in my eye.
Hey, this looks like Deadeye riding up now.
Ooh! Ooh! Oh, come on, horse! If you don't whoa, I'm not going to let you take elocution lessons from Francis the Talking Mule anymore. Here. Here.
Are you all right, Deadeye?
Oh, sure. I always wear my ribs wrapped around my head this way. What's on your mind, Dud? Dude?
This is a nice place you have here.
Oh, it ain't much. I call it home when the Bank of America ain't listening.
A nice horse you have there. Yeah. Is he smart?
Oh, he's almost as smart as me. He ain't got a brain in his head.
How old is that horse?
Well, the only way to tell a horse's age is by looking at his teeth. Take him out and look at him. Maybe you can tell.
Deadeye, how long have you been living in California?
I don't know. I'd rather be back in Texas, truthfully. But I'm worth $5,000 reward there.
Deadeye, you mean to say there's a $5,000 reward on your head?
No, just my body. My head's worthless.
Well, how do they want you, dead or alive?
What other ways are there?
Look, I just dropped by to ask you if you'd make a personal appearance at the Skunk Patrol's benefit show.
Oh?
Junior wants to raise enough money to raise a flag over their clubhouse.
Well, I sure will. I'm mighty fond of children. Mighty fond. Mighty fond. If there are any television sponsors listening in, I'm your boy. I'm mighty fond of children. You see, my folks didn't have any children.
Well, then how did you get here?
I'm sorry you asked, Ed. I don't have an answer right now. You just read your part. I'll do the ad-lib.
Well, I thought maybe you could do a few rope tricks and maybe sing a cowboy song.
Yeah, I've got a good arrangement of the cry of the wild goose. I take off my boots and dance around in my web feet. Here, I'll give you a sample of my singing. Oh, there's blood on the saddle. There's blood on the ground. There's blood in the sand. Blood all around. Poodles of blood. Ooh.
You fainted. Hey, Deadeye, what happened?
I scared myself.
Well, I'll see you next Sunday, Deadeye.
Yeah.
I've got to go see Dave Rose about using his orchestra on the show.
Okay.
Hey, look who's coming. Ooh. Polly the Panhandler.
Oh, hurry. Let's go inside.
Wait till I throw the cigarette butt away.
Thanks, Jan. I called on the first bound.
Well, Polly the Panhandler, I didn't know you were behind us. The wind must be coming from the other direction.
Polly, spring is here. Aren't you going to put that moth-eaten coat in cold storage?
Well, I don't have to. The fur on it's so short, it usually has chills all year round. Say, you wouldn't happen to have an old grease gun on you, would you?
Grease?
My lower plate has a squeak in it.
Oh. Hey, Polly, why don't you get yourself a new set of false teeth?
Well, because people just don't leave them laying around these days. You wouldn't happen to have a toothpick on you, would you? This
what?
Cigarette butt is so short, it's singeing my mustache.
Say, here's a pair of tweezers.
Say, did either one of you youngsters lose $5?
No, I didn't.
Well, then this five I found in your wallet must belong to me.
All right, give me my wallet. Give me my wallet.
Oh, now, don't get me wrong, Buster. Say, you wouldn't happen to have any Easter egg dye on you, would you?
Why?
I thought I'd become a redhead for the Easter parade.
Oh, you mean like Lorene Tuttle?
Well, you might as well stop begging, Polly. We're not giving you a thing.
No.
Well, if you youngsters could have known me when I was a silent picture star, you'd be fighting over me right now.
Really?
Yeah. In my prime, men were always shooting it out to see who would get me.
Oh.
I still got a few scars where a couple of them did.
Oh, poor Polly. Pretty ball.
Seems like folks are always insulting me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was scrounging around for cigarette butts in the ashtrays of the bowling alley, and some smart aleck knocked my legs right out from under me with a bowling ball.
Well, Well, didn't he apologize?
No. He just yelled for the pin boy to set him up in the other alley. Say, you don't happen to have a tire wrench, do you? My girdle is creeping up again.
Look, Polly, how would you like to make a comeback?
Oh, I sure would like to, youngster. But you could never pay me the kind of money I used to get. They don't make the Confederate kind anymore.
How would you like to appear at a benefit show for the Skunk Patrol next Sunday?
Oh, well, now let me see. Will I be free on Sunday? Yeah, I guess I can stay clear of the law until then.
Well, you might recite... how about Shakespeare?
Sure, I'll shake it for a beer.
No.
Better yet, I'll recite the same thing I did in night court last month. I was so good, they held me over for 30 days. Well, keep in touch, Jen.
Well, goodbye.
We'll be right back with more Red Skelton after this short break. Stay tuned.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The global pandemic has changed a lot of things we do, including shopping. And online shopping has become more popular than ever. But have you heard about live streaming shopping? Well, that's the idea behind PowerFront. And PowerFront's Hadar Paz fills us in.
It's a way for consumers to actually enjoy some real-time action from retailers. So you can be on a website and, you know, TV shopping, right, whereby you're watching how they're explaining about a product.
Right, like a QVC.
Yeah, there's a phone number that you can call. Here you can actually participate to ask a question during the show and affect the show and actually interact as well. And they show you the product as if you are in the store. Some of those shows can actually elevate you to show your video in front of the other customers. There's a lot of variations to it. That's what we're doing now.
Check out PowerFront.com to see what the future of shopping looks like.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
And now let's get back to the second act of Red Skelton on WIN Radio 1.
Well, we got a pretty good show lined up, but we got to get some more talent for that Skunk Patrol benefit next week.
Hey, there's a guy we can use to put on a boxing exhibition for us. Cauliflower McPug.
Yeah, look at the silly guy. Standing in front of a weighing machine talking to himself in a mirror.
I'll go talk to him.
All right, buddy. Now, you want to get thrown out of the ring? Just keep stalling now. Put up your duke, will you? Put up your duke. Put up your duke. What's the matter? Didn't you hear the bell ring?
Hey, cauliflower.
Huh? Oh, it's about time you stepped in, referee. Put that guy up. Well, he and the bum don't want to fight. The bum don't want to fight.
Cauliflower, you're talking to yourself in that mirror.
I am? I thought my nose looked familiar there, you know, the way it was snuggled around the one ear there, you know. They got a crutch on each other. The guy I bought last night, Gretchen.
Did you weigh yourself on the machine?
Yeah, but I got a little sore, you know. No privacy nowadays.
What are you sore about?
Well, you know, there's always a little guy who taps me on the shoulder, and when I turn around, he's never there.
What?
Well, you see, he had the nerve to get on the machine after I had put my penny in to be weighed. That's how come I weigh 6 pounds more than I should.
Oh, brother.
No, we're no related. No related. He sure must be a little guy to only weigh 6 pounds. Oop, there he is again. Oh, where'd he go? He's one of them wise jokers, always playing practical jokes, you know. He's like all of them bum fighters, you know. Mm-hmm. Been in the ring too long. They start hearing bells and birds, you know. That's one thing about me. I'm smart. I'm going to quit before... Hey, pardon me. There's that long-distance call I've been waiting for.
Well, tell me something. When you weighed yourself, did you get your fortune on the card?
Yeah, Dad?
I said, when you weighed yourself, did you get your fortune on the card?
Can you talk a little louder? Them chimes are going loud. Okay, I got on and I put a penny in a scale and a little card come down that you weigh 150 pounds. So I put in another penny and a little card come down that you weigh 150 pounds. So I put another penny in and a little card come down to get off the scale. You think I'm kidding you?
Well, that's silly. Have you been fighting lately?
No. Oh, them pigeons, they're noisy, ain't they? Say, I fought a guy last night in a stadium, boy. He knocked me out in the first round.
Get knocked out again, huh?
Well, one thing you got to say for me, I'm consistent, boy. I fought a new technique last night, a different type of a fight. See, instead of landing on my back, I landed on my face. That went over with a hurt, didn't it, huh? You know, I'm one fighter that will never get into what, you know, never get... Hey, who could be going for a sleigh ride at this time of the year? I love them sleigh bells. Merry Christmas, Danny Claus.
You know, your brain is like the small business in the tax program.
Huh?
Your brain is like small business in the tax program.
How done?
You've been hit too hard.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. That's cute. Hardly worth the effort, but it's cute. Hey, grab a turkey's back, will you? Grab a turkey towel, a robin in the bird bath.
Well,
answer the phone, will you?
There isn't any bird bath around here.
Well, hey, where's my note? What happened to my note? Oh, there it is. It fell down in my mouth again.
Say, tell me, is your nose naturally curly?
No, that's cute. That's cute. No, my grandmother put this wave in it. There's a sweet little old lady. Mm-hmm. My grandmother's one of the sweetest little ladies that ever went down to the river to slug rats. Grandma's always wanting to be my sparring partner. See, so one day I put the gloves on, get my lap.
And she gave you that nose?
Yeah, she cheated. She fought standing up in her wheelchair.
Boy, you've got a lot of screws loose.
You think I popped my court, huh?
Yeah.
You should see that guy I fought last week down at that Reseda gymnasium. Every time he'd knock me down, he'd stand in the middle of the ring, you know, throwing kisses at some blonde in the balcony, you know.
Showing off, huh?
Yeah, there's no balcony in that Reseda gym.
Say, Cauliflower, how would you like to fight an exhibition bout on the Skunk Patrol's benefit show?
What's that?
Well, the kids are trying to raise money to buy an American flag.
Good for the kids.
Mm-hmm. All we want to see is just a couple of rounds.
Well, you mean I'll fight the guy the first round and the second round he soloed? You want me to go 2 rounds? I can't go that distance. What are you? You tell again, I'll fight for him anyhow. Oh, here comes my trolley. I hate to ride these things. Listen to that noise. Clang, 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 clang.
Hey, Shelton, let's drive over to Junior's house and tell him the benefit show is all set.
Okay.
We are. Look, the milkman's walking up and down in front of Junior's house.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, fella?
Oh, I hate to deliver here. I'm afraid Junior will answer the door.
Oh?
You see, I've got a wife and kids.
Oh.
He's always doing something to louse me up.
Oh, really?
I'll go on in. We'll stand guard.
Yeah. Oh. We'll give you jiggers.
Okay. 2 quarts. Oh, and all these empties. Now, if I can only get back down without stepping into one of that kid's booby traps, I'll be lucky. Gee, just 3 short steps more, and I'll be free. I'll be free. can't see where I'm going. Only one more step to go. There. I made it. I made it. For once, nothing happened.
Here. For a minute, I thought surely that gate I painted on the fence wasn't going to work.
Junior!
Yes?
What was that terrific crash?
The milkman is just being homogenized out here.
Junior, what did you do?
Huh?
No, don't tell me.
No.
Wait till your father gets home. Then we can play two-handed hairbrush.
Yes, nice. The whole family's in. Oh, look who's coming up the walk. Fatso O'Connor, look.
Oh, now, Junior, you've got to stop calling him fat.
He is fat.
Rod O'Connor is not fat.
Then how come he has to use a shoehorn to get in the bathtub? And then he can't take a bath. There's no room for the water. I'll let him in. I'll let him in.
Hello, Junior.
Hello, Skinny.
Junior, you call me Skinny.
Yeah, I don't call him the way I see him anymore.
Junior! Well, come in, Rod.
Well, yes. Thanks.
If we knew you were coming, we'd have greased the door.
I just dropped by to tell you that we have all the new talent for the Skunk Patrol benefit show for next Sunday.
Well, bully, on behalf of the fellow Skunk Patrollers, I hold me nose to you with the little wave to boot.
Now, stop acting silly.
Yeah.
Junior, are you going to entertain at the show?
Oh, yes. Junior's going to give a recitation.
No, I'm not. I need my reputation.
Junior, I said you're going to give a recitation. You're very good at that.
I stink and you know that. You never get me on a stage, boy. I don't want that old Senator Johnson talking about me.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. This program is a copyrighted feature.
By Easter Seal.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From April 2nd, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio Was, the comedy continues as we visit that small house halfway up in the next block, the home of Vic and Sade, right after this break.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Hear intense parables about the law of unintended consequences, our innate call to adventure, and first contact with the unknown in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection of great radio science fiction.
People of the other ship, I'd like to say the appropriate things about this first contact of two dissimilar civilized races, and of my hopes that a friendly intercourse between the two peoples will result.
People of that ship, what you say is all very well. But is there any way for us to let each other go home alive?
Listen to the stories of Robert Heinlein, Isaac Asimov, and more in vintage episodes of series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+.
Are you out of your mind? You're taking a man's life.
I'm giving him life. Donovan would die anyway. But for a while at least, Donovan's brain will live.
Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98. But Wynn Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $19.99. That's half price and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT77.
No, my friends. It is not fear that makes me ask the questions whence and where. It is not even hope. It is wonder.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
VR, or virtual reality, is becoming more and more a part of the video game experience. And that's the case with Population One, a brand new VR-based video game from Big Box VR. Gabe Brown is co-founder, and we asked him about the magic of VR.
This feeling of presence and being immersed into a new world, but also being able to interact with other people in VR. So we first started our company, it was the first thing we tried. It's like, let's both get into VR together. And so there's something magical about just being in the world and interacting with the world just like you do with your everyday life, with your hands, walking around looking and interacting with the environment in such a way. It's like this fantasy moment come to life that you see when you've seen Ready Player One, Steven Spielberg's film about the future of VR. Hopefully less dystopian, but still the magic is captured there.
More on virtual reality and Population One tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and this upcoming quarter-hour comedy series launched way back in 1932 and continued into the mid-1940s. It was created and written by Paul Reimer, who grew up in Bloomington, Illinois. One of his earliest writing jobs was for the local newspaper, but legend has it he was fired because he was caught fabricating interviews with non-existent people. Clearly, fiction was his forte, and a move to Chicago led to radio writing work for NBC. He launched Vic and State in 1932, as I said, and during its 14-year run, he would pen more than 3,500 episodes. In addition to Art Van Harvey as Vic and Bernadine Flynn as Sade, listen for Billy Idelson as Son Rush, Clarence Hartzell as Uncle Fletcher, and I believe it's Hugh Studebaker as Visitor Jimmy Custard. This originally aired in 1945.
Vic and Sadie, honey, Jimmy Custard is stopping past.
Who?
Jimmy Custard, the city telestorker.
You remember him, Mom. He's that elderly fella that was here the other day.
But we're leaving, Uncle Fletcher.
Vic and Sadie, brought to you by Oxydol, the soap that's famous for washing clothes so clean they're white without bleaching. As we open Oxydol's White Without Bleaching book tonight, we come to the story, Daisies Will Tell. You know, Mrs. Adams, I always thought Daisies won't tell.
Well, you see, this Daisy happens to be my neighbor, and she told.
Told what?
Why, about Oxydol and how wonderful it is.
And you tried it?
Sure, and I've been happy on wash day ever since, because Oxydol washes even my grimiest pieces white without bleaching.
Sure enough, Oxydol washes clothes so clean, they're gloriously white. White without bleaching. Why, Oxydol's busy suds are real hustle bubble suds that lift dirt up. Even that last possible trace of dirt that less energetic suds almost always fail to get. In fact, Oxydol is far ahead of other type soaps in preventing dirty grayness. That grayness caused by tiny particles that stick in clothes wash day after wash day. All your white things, except maybe for unusual stains, come so clean, they're white without bleaching. Wash colors and rayons look fresh and bright, too, because Oxydol's genuinely safe for all of them. Next wash day, try Oxydol. See your clothes come white without bleaching. Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up the next block, we find two gentlemen of our acquaintance. Vic and young Rush are seated on the davenport waiting for Sade to descend from above stairs so that all three may sally forth and pay a social call on Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Stambottom. Rush is filling in the waiting time by reading aloud from a volume of vigorous fiction.
Sir Lieutenant Clinton Stanley glanced briefly at Lady Margaret and the beautiful woman Pinkin.
She spends a whole halfway day pinkening.
Yeah, she does considerable pinkening, all right. I love you, muttered the handsome young officer. But just as the lovers were about to share a hug and kiss, six pistol shots rang out and a band of counterfeiters approached.
Is everybody ready?
You know we've been ready for 20 minutes.
Kitchen lights out? Back door locked?
Did you look after those chores, Captain?
No.
See, you're not ready. Scoot, Dr. Sleech. Turn out the lights, lock the door, and I may even have left the pantry window open. Check up on stuff.
Okay.
You're ready?
Hot dog, oh boy, and hey, hey.
Well, we might as well step along. It's past 7:30. Fred and Ruthie are starting to look for us.
Oh.
Ronnie did leave the pantry window open. I can feel the draft. And also you left one of the faucets dripping.
All right, check up on trash. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come right out blunt and ask Mrs. Donahue what's going on in her attic.
Why?
I happened to glance out the window a minute ago when I was upstairs, and she's got a curtain up over there.
Yeah?
And there's a light burning behind it.
For Pete's sake.
Well, I don't imagine it's anybody's business. If a person wants to stretch a curtain across their attic window, I guess it's their own personal affair, and nobody's got any call to criticize.
I believe we got company.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Uncle Fletcher.
Uh-huh. Well, we just won't let him slow us up.
Sadie and Vic, honey.
Hi, Jay.
Rush to help me. Some of your different ones are skulking in the living room.
That's right. Put on your hat. There's a hint we're just leaving.
My hat's in the hallway.
Mm.
Isn't there an old song that goes along like that? My hat's in the hallway, my heart's in the meadow. Tomorrow I marry a beautiful widow. Jingling, jingling, please settle old Nancy. Jingling, jingling.
Good evening, Sadie, honey. Vic, honey.
Hello. Rush informs me you scallywags are playing cards with Ted and Ruthie later on.
Oh, not so later on, Uncle Fletcher. We got to be leaving right away.
Yes, I know. Vic and Sadie, honey, Jimmy Custard is stopping past.
Who?
Jimmy Custard, the city counselor.
You remember him, Mom? He's that elderly fellow that was here the other day.
But we're leaving, Uncle Fletcher.
Perfectly all right. Jimmy Custard won't mind a bit. He's got to collect these statistics, see? The official statistics needed for the archives down in the city hall. Jimmy, as you know, has an office down in the city hall.
He's a city callistorker.
Yes, he's a city callistorker.
It'll have to be postponed, Uncle Fletcher. He can call later. Look, why don't we do this? We'll run on ahead. See, we're late already. And you stay and greet your friend.
Fine. Just call up Ted and Rosie on the telephone and tell them you got delayed. Jimmy probably won't eat up more than a half an hour of your time at the outside. Yes, telephone Ted and Rosie. Explain to him you'll be delayed a half hour to 45 minutes.
That's not what I said, Uncle Fletcher.
These things happen. Ted and Ruthie will understand. Do you want to telephone him or shall I?
Oh, ish.
Where is Jimmy Custard now, Uncle Fletcher?
He is the city councilor.
We're going on, Uncle Fletcher.
Hey! Anybody home?
Here he is.
Huh?
City Callistorker.
You think you're cute, don't you?
I beg pardon, Mom?
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this him? Has he arrived?
Yeah.
All us different ones are skulking in the living room, Jimmy.
I'll be right with you.
It's that quirky Vic and Sade. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2. Crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf, Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A federal court ruled in protection of a Christian student organization at a Michigan university.
the university revoked their official club status simply because the Christian club requires club leaders to adhere to their Christian statement of faith.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for the Legal Insider at pji.org.
Customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber.
Poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
And now let's get back to Vic and Sade on When Radio Was.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this him? Has he arrived?
Yeah.
All us different ones are skulking in the living room, Jimmy.
I'll be right with you.
They'll be right with us.
Uh-huh.
Are you his advance agent, Uncle Fletcher?
No.
You seem to be lining up his engagements for him and arranging for
him. I'm happy to do that for Jimmy. Jimmy's a pretty good scout. I help on Jimmy when I can.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Custard.
Are you Mr. Gook?
No, this gentleman's Mr. Gook.
Well, Mr. Gook, your uncle probably told you I'm collecting statistics.
It's Ms. Gook's uncle.
I'm pleased to meet you.
You already met me, Jimmy. You met me over a year ago.
That's right. Now, you don't mind answering a few questions, ma'am?
How long will this take?
I'm the city cattle-stalker.
Yes, I understand you are.
Different information has to be collected for the archives.
Uh-huh.
I was just over to collect statistics from Mr. and Mrs. Call across the street there. They wasn't home, so I never collected any statistics. I knocked on Miss Harris's door across the alley back there with the idea of collecting some statistics, but she refused to believe I was a city cattle stalker, and she wouldn't let me in, so I never collected any statistics there either. Now, this is the blank I fill out, Mr. Gook. Here.
Well, I'm not Mr. Gook, Mr. Custard.
Uh-huh.
This gentleman's Mr. Gook.
Well, I'm glad to know you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, is he?
Jimmy, you're confused. Rip out your numbskull blanket and get going on your nitwit statistics.
I thought I had a pencil handy.
Give him a pencil,
Sure.
I sometimes stick a pencil in my hat, man.
There's none there now.
Good.
There's a feather there now.
This ain't really my hat. Me and another chap there both tipped their hats to a lady in the crowded lobby of the Bijou Picture Theater the other evening, here. Come on, the scramble, we stayed back.
And Fred and Ruthie waiting for us.
It was quite an exchange. I ended up with the other fellow's hat, the lady ended up with his hat, and he ended up with the lady's hat. I don't know how that happened.
Get to the statistics, Jimmy. My husband and his niece and the little boy is in a hurry.
Now, this is the blank. I fill out these faces with different statistics.
Yes.
Up here at the top, it says, City Calistorker, James Custard, incumbent. Then it says, the state of Illinois, in pursuance of mules. That can't be mules.
It's rules.
What?
I'm reading over your shoulder. The state of Illinois, in pursuance of rules governing city calistorkers, do restrain and embellish by these precincts to wit.
I got my glasses on now, Mr. Cook.
Okay.
These glasses ain't really glasses, but they work better than any other glasses I've ever had in my life.
Why ain't they really glasses?
Made out of some other material.
Certainly looks like glass to me.
Oh, it's transparent material, all right. It's the most transparent glasses ever owned.
That's a nice quality to have in glasses.
Oh, yeah.
You take glasses that aren't transparent and they're practically useless.
I know. I prefer transparent glasses.
I guess I better telephone Fred and Ruthie after all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now for our statistics. The state of Illinois, in pursuance of rules governing city calistorkers, do restrain and embellish by these precincts to wit. Oats, coins, chattels, furniture, soybeans, lumber, canned cherries, hogs, and cabbage. The state of Illinois furthermore persists, renders, and invalidates sundry emoluments and remnants which shall be nameless here. By these presents, and be it known to the Commonwealth. That Carceny, Felcher, Spelks, and Hinkers be banished and replumbed.
Hello?
You don't have to read all that garbage, Jimmy.
Who?
Formalities all.
No, there's no fat here. No, and this isn't Adeline speaking either. You have the wrong number. You call up every day and ask for fat and have the wrong number. I'm going to see if there isn't something the telephone company can do about it. I tell you, I'm not Adeline, and I'm not being cute, and I'm hanging up.
That clunk again, huh?
Yes.
If I ever meet him, I'll paste him one upside the snoot.
I'm leaving.
The state of Illinois nullifies vetoes and countermands. All squirnies, douchers, or retlops,
which retard, revoke, or invigilate any and all pre-leptment briefs.
You don't need to read that garbage, Jimmy. Get on with the statistics.
The pencil.
It's in your hand.
No.
Your other hand.
Oh,
Jimmy, you're confused.
Some move in the picture show switched tact with me there.
I'm going to use the telephone.
Call Fred Newton.
I'll tell him we'll be right over.
Okay.
Name? It's easy. Jimmy Custard.
You're not filling in the blank, Jimmy. You don't put in your name.
Occupation, no trouble there. City Calistoker.
The name is Gook. The occupation is chief accountant.
Born, enter, fiendish Indiana.
Mrs. Gook wants to use the telephone, Brother Custard.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Is that an official blank, Jimmy? I don't believe
3756J, please. Correct. You fellas can start putting on your hat.
Okay.
Uncle Fletcher, you can stay and provide Mr. Custard with the information he wants.
He's confused.
Hello, lady. Hey, we're just a minute and even. Yes, we got slowed up a little, but now we're on our way. All righty, Ruthie. You betty, lady. Goodbye. Come on, fellas.
Okay.
You will stay, huh, Uncle Fletcher?
Yes. I'll skulk around here with Jimmy till he gets ready to leave, and I'll turn out the lights and lock the back door and put the key underneath the galvanized scrub bucket on the washbench.
Fine.
You don't need to worry about nothing.
No, I appreciate it. I don't, Uncle Fletcher. You've done this before and always been careful.
Sure. Well, bye.
Goodbye.
So long, Uncle Fletcher.
So long. Jimmy, honey, read me some of that garbage on your information blank there.
All right. Office of the City Calistoker, James Custard incumbent. The state of Illinois, in pursuant to rules governing city calistokers, do restrain and embellish by these precincts to wit. Oak, corn, chattels, furniture, soybeans, lumber, canned cherries, logs, and cabbage.
Which concludes another brief visit at the small house halfway up on the next block. Now, no matter where your house is, you probably face the dishwashing job every day. So let Oxidol help you make it easy. Millions of women who know how Oxidol washes clothes so clean they're white without bleaching figure a soap that good at laundry is a whiz at dishes, and they're right. Oxidol's Hustle Bubble Suds dissolve dishpan grease. Don't cut or loosen it. They actually dissolve grease. Oxidol Suds are peppy, but not harsh. Many regular Oxidol users have hands as soft as you please. Try it. You like Oxidol for dishes. Listen tomorrow night, same time, when the makers of Oxidol again bring you Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. But right now, listen.
Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay can mean a smoother, softer skin? Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay is the way you should begin? You ought to try it now. You'd better start today. The Camay Mild Soap Diet is the lovely woman's way for softer and more glamorous complexion. Camay, Camay, Camay.
So for a lovelier complexion, change from inadequate cleansing to correct Camay care. Camay.
This is Rye Pillsbury inviting you to be with us again tomorrow evening for Vic and Sade. Until tomorrow then, good night. The materials from which soap is made fight for peace as well as for war. So avoid soap waste. Make your Oxidol last as long as possible.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Vic and Sade from 1945, starring Art Van Harvey and Bernadine Flynn. With Billy Idelson as son Rush, Clarence Hartzell as Uncle Fletcher, and I believe that was Hugh Studebaker as visitor Jimmy Custard. Studebaker had previously worked on another Chicago-based comedy series, Fibber McGee and Molly. He played one of Fibber's pals on some of the 1930s episodes. I'll name that character and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
A beautiful memory.
Use
MusicRewind.com offers you 75 number one country hits, an essential collection of your favorite classic country songs on three CDs.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know.
Order 75 number one country hits today at MusicRewinds.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SPECIAL77.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means a true loving daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone.
Get 75 number one country hits for the amazingly low price of $19.98 and enjoy recordings by Eddie Arnold, Carl Smith, Hank Thompson, Red Foley, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002 and use promo code SPECIAL77 to save on shipping.
Let me be the one to walk with you when you want somebody to talk with you. Anything that makes you happy, I want to do. Oh, darling, let
hurry. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember, promo code SPECIAL77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit Asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we heard radio actor Hugh Studebaker playing Councilman Jimmy Custard on Vic and Sade. And I mentioned in the 1930s, he played a pal of Fibber McGee on that then Chicago-based series. Studebaker was heard in the role of Silly Watson. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her, but please remember to visit the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.